from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank
you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Okay, so Damon Mori is walking past the studio.
Yes.
And he's about to walk in here right now.
Yeah. You going to scare him?
Yeah.
This is what happens all the time. Whenever anything is going on in the room and Mori leaves, I got to be quiet because there's a speaker in the hallway. You're going to hear this. Here we go.
Bye!
Oh, that was a great live scare, by the way. Fantastic live scare. How often in a day
we're live?
Yes. How often in a day? Yeah.
How often in a day do I what?
Does Mocha scare you like that, do you think? Like, realistically.
Five or six.
I would say 5 or 6 times a day.
There are times where I'm at home and I'll come out of the bathroom and wonder if he's there.
Right. Yeah. I know. PTSD.
What's that?
Never mind.
Is that like when you come back from war?
Yeah. So there was one day last week, I think it was last week, where Mocha got you twice within a minute.
Yeah.
Where
I have, by the way, yeah. I have a scar on my arm from last week's scare.
Why? What happened?
Where he scared me while I was coming through the door over there, and I guess I sort of jammed myself against the wall.
Right, because the first thing that happens, when you heard that just now, it was you heard the scream, but what you can't see is when Mori screams, simultaneously as a scream comes out, his hips lose control, right? Like they're either going... They're either like swaying side to side or like forward and back. Like it's a full hip movement when that happens.
A lot of work is involved.
A lot of work is involved, and you're out of breath after you get scared. But that was a good one. Hold on, I have to applaud you for that, for the live scare this morning.
There was one time I remember we were in the hallway on a completely different floor, and I scared Mori.
Yeah.
And he screamed so loud, somebody ran out from the office. Okay? Yeah. Somebody ran out from our
Scaring
office
me.
And was like, is everything okay?
Right, because they thought that there was an emergency. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, as long as you're all right.
Sure.
But yeah. But great live scare today. Great. That was fantastic.
Hey, man. I aim to please.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
We have to warn everybody.
What?
Damn it, Mori is sick.
Oh.
Which means he's not in a good mood.
Offices are terrible this time of year. I just don't even come to work when you're sick. For real. Like, for real. And it's not even that you're not even contagious anymore. You're just such a pain in the ass to deal with.
Yeah. This guy moping around here. Oh, I took Neocitrin. It's not working. I took NyQuil. It's not working.
And then we all have to sort of bend and, you know, be careful around you. You know, like, don't make him work too hard. He's sick. You know, maybe don't get him to do this thing today because the poor guy's sick. Well, don't come in.
Yeah, stay home. I'd rather you stay home.
Because now I have to worry about you, right? Now you're suddenly my problem.
Hold on, we got to take a call real quick. Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. What do you want to say?
Boys, what's going on?
Yo, Frank, what up?
Listen, Mori has to have some garlic and honey.
Oh, no. Hey, now we get the old Bubba's home remedies coming in.
Oh, yeah.
What does garlic and honey do?
I'm trying to help the poor guy.
Yeah.
What does it do? I know. It's so weird to hear you, Frank, calling in to the Roz and Mocha Show to help Mori, because we know for years you friggin' hated Mori.
Let me say something here.
Go ahead,
I'm convinced Frank
secretly
wants to, like, father me.
What do you mean, father you? Like,
he wants to nurture me. I think Frank secretly likes Mori a lot. Mori being me.
It's weird that you said father you instead of like just be your friend, or that he secretly likes you.
I think he secretly daddies me.
Right. I think that you secretly are looking for a daddy.
Well, not in the sense of a daddy like a daddy.
I think that he's creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Very. Especially with that sentence that you just said, Mori.
Yeah.
Frank, you want to, it's true though, right? You want to father me?
No, not really.
No.
So there you go. Garlic and honey.
Garlic, is that what you do? Garlic and honey?
Yeah, you get a whole garlic, chop it in half, chew it whole. I don't know, a tablespoon of honey.
Ew, that's gross, dude. Never. I'd rather be sick.
No, I actually love garlic. I mean, I actually really love the taste of garlic.
Yeah, but you would eat a half, like a whole half of raw garlic?
Yeah,
why not? You chew it up. You chew it up, yeah.
Yeah, that is so
I bet you couldn't get through it.
Yeah, but if you're dunking it in honey, there's nothing easier.
Maury, I'm telling you right now, if you left right now and went and found a garlic, I don't think that you could get through three whole cloves.
Three whole cloves?
Yeah.
That could be your four. Monday morning show.
I will put all three.
What are you talking about? We got the rest of today. Maury, go over to Rabba, get a garlic.
Okay, hold on here. So, yeah, so go and get some garlic and...
Honey.
Screw the honey. Anybody can eat honey. You just said that you love garlic, so we're only going to do garlic.
Okay, so no chaser. Yeah.
What's that?
No chaser.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what? Okay, so what's the recipe, Frank? Just straight up honey and garlic?
Honey and a tablespoon, and then half a garlic or whole garlic. You got to chew it up, and that's it.
Okay, so...
This is going to stink, guys.
Done.
I can smell all day.
No, we're going to do this.
All right.
We're going to do this.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay.
Maury, so I'm going to play a song, run across the street right now, go grab that garlic, and come right back.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury had just over 3 minutes to go find garlic and honey, which you did.
Yes.
The place smells beautiful. Can you... And that is a... So grab a couple of
that
those.
That is a That's big a giant garlic, man.
Garlic.
Well, there's like many cloves that's on here.
Okay. So now pull the skin off it now. I hope this works because you've been a pain in the ass all morning. So down the hatch, as Frank said, it is a... No. Honey after.
No, I thought... No. Wouldn't you dunk,
no,
eat, dunk,
No, you don't
eat?
Dunk. No, it's no. honey, then garlic.
Why that's wouldn't you dunk it like an apple peel?
Because that's exactly what you said. You said that you love garlic, and you would do... We're doing garlic, and then we're chasing it with honey. Your words.
Okay. I feel like it would be a lot... Okay.
Those are big cloves of garlic, too.
No.
I feel like I should just throw them all in at once.
Down the hatch, all four at once.
Oh,
those
my
are,
God. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, but because if you do it one at a time, then there's just no point.
Right. Okay. So
Have you done
this before to make yourself to help with a cold or no? You haven't done the garlic and honey.
Usually you would put the garlic in the oven.
Okay. Sure.
Oh my God. Four cloves at once?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What's the worst that can happen?
That's what he said. These are
what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to have to cancel my day plans. Yeah. I'm going to reek after this.
Go ahead. All of them.
After this.
All of them. No, go. More.
Come on.
Go.
Start
All
chewing.
Of them. Start chewing.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Oh God. That one just fell out of your mouth.
Oh wow. No. The garlic's got to go down
garlic
first.
Oh
God. My tongue is numb.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because garlic sort of burns.
No. Ew.
Okay, so
God.
That was...
Maurice.
Okay. Oh.
Ew. That's so gross.
What's the matter?
Oh. Spit it all out. Ew.
He's shaking. Is it burning?
Ew! You're disgusting. You're probably the most disgusting human being I've ever met.
Maury, talk us through this here. What happened?
I can't talk. It's burning my tongue.
Maury just put the bottle of honey up to his mouth as if he were a baby drinking out of a bottle.
Like, you know when you see hockey players on the bench and they just grab the Gatorade bottle, but they squirt it in their mouth from like a foot and a half away? That's what Maury just did with honey.
Oh
what
my
happened?
God.
Maury, what happened?
My tongue just went completely numb and burned.
Yeah.
Like I dunked my tongue in acid.
Okay. But I thought you said
My whole face started like swelling up and heating and now my tears are tearing.
Okay, but I thought you said you could do this, that you'd done this before.
Yeah, but after you cook it, like this was like pure off the tree garlic.
Pure off the tree
garlic. That should be
like a tagline.
The sign in the store.
Oh man,
pure
I think there's drool
off the tree guard. Do you feel better though? How's the cold? That's the most important part.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So last time we played Mouth Charades, Mocha and I finished with a grand total score of 0-0.
Let me make a new chart
exactly.
real quick.
Mouth Charades will explain in a second, but first this.
And now it's time for the game everybody loves to play. It's like charades, but you make the noise of clues with your mouth. It's Mouth Charades. So get ready, get silly, and start to make those mouth charades.
Okay, so Maury has Roz words in front of him, and he has Mocha words in front of him. Maury not allowed to do anything physical, no sort of pantomiming with your hands or your head or your body in any way. The charade in this is just simply done with your mouth. Maybe Mocha, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay, so please, Maury, grab a word from the Mocha Cup. 20 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, the ding signifies the start of the time.
Yeah.
And then the buzz, obviously, the end of the time.
Okay.
Baby drinking milk from a bottle.
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
I heard that enough times. I got a baby at home.
Wow. Wow. Jeez.
Oh, hold on. Let me mark that down. One for Mocha. Oh. All within the 20 seconds.
Okay. Now, Roz word, 20 seconds on the clock.
Let me know when you're ready, damn it, Maury. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just,
look
do my
you.
Best.
All right, here we go. Roz, are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Not even one guess?
I got a lot of guesses. I don't know if I should say it. Okay. Like a tea bag?
Typing on a keyboard.
Oh, that was, excuse me?
I have to use my mouth, yo.
Do it again? That's not what you were doing. That's not what you were doing.
That's not the sound. I'm typing a sentence.
That is like you were typing on a keyboard if like you went into a room after a homicide and everything was covered in blood. Like that was the squishiest, wettest sounding keyboard I've ever heard
in my life. Is squishy and wet.
No. I'm getting hold on now. I protest. All right. Next word for Mocha. 20 seconds on the clock.
Hang on.
Okay. Anytime you're ready.
Okay.
A whip. Like a bull whip. Flicking with your finger. It's not a whip?
What's the word?
Cracking a whip.
Yes, he got it like forever ago.
But he didn't say cracking.
Oh, for God's sake, Maury. As the only judge in this, you have to give a man that.
Fine, okay, point for Mocha.
All right, two for Mocha.
Also, this game sucks.
Okay, come on. Okay. Here we go. Next one.
See, I close my eyes when Maury does it.
Oh, should I be closing
yeah,
my eyes?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because he does movements with his head.
That's
okay.
What he said.
Okay, okay. So 20 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Again, why do mine always sound like the same thing? Okay, like, okay. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say it. Don't make me say it. What was that?
Water boiling in a pot.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, let's do one more. One more.
Okay, one Mocha word now.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm not.
What?
I wouldn't even know how to do this one.
Well, try.
No, I don't.
Dude, you friggin' did boiling water in a pot.
I don't think this has a sound.
Hold on, let me see it.
You can't do this one. It's impossible.
I would highly agree with you on that. What is this?
Herpes.
Okay, pick another word for Mocha.
Okay. Okay.
I imagine it would sound a whole lot like the words I've been getting. Okay.
Are you ready, Maury?
Okay, 20 seconds on the clock, jabronis.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Rain. Making dough. That's wet.
Yeah, it's very said. Wet. That's a horrific sound. Come on. Okay. What were you possibly going to say?
Oh, I was going to say stirring macaroni in a pot.
Mixing pasta.
Wow. No. Oh. Time ran out, bro.
Come on.
Time ran out.
Time ran out.
Time ran out. Come on.
Okay, mine's
right. I get the last word here. I get the last word. Okay. Okay. 20 seconds on the clock.
Make that it, one doesn't count?
I hope to God it's not herpes. Okay.
Okay. David Mori, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. That is, but he's like smacking his lips together. That is, it's like something with air. Oh, what's that part? God, what was that?
Slamming a door.
That's slamming a door?
Yeah, this part here. That's
you
the door.
You are the worst sound giver in the world.
I only have my mouth.
You are the worst at making sounds out of anybody I've ever heard in my life.
How is that not slamming door?
Okay, imagine yourself. You walk into a room, you put your hand down on the doorknob, you open it, it creaks me. You walk through the door, and then you slam it behind you. Right.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
One of the great things about flying with Air Transat is that you can get some pretty primo food dishes because they have partnered with renowned Quebec chef Daniel Vezina.
So if you're flying club class on Air Transat, which is the way I like to fly, gourmet menu, what better way to celebrate your vacation? You got to save room before you get on your flight because it's a 4-course meal. And yes, this is a flight. Cheese plate, dessert, little vino.
Plus, a limited number of meals are available for purchase on flights to Europe and South in economy class, which is fantastic.
If you want to see all this, what the pictures look like of this food and how gorgeous it is, all you got to do is head up airtransat.com.
Nice. Now let's take a phone call.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Raquel.
Raquel, how's March break going?
Great.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I'm at the art gallery.
Oh, nice. Now, is that a place that you wanted to go to or just a place that your parents thought would be cool for you to visit?
I wanted to go there.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I really like your show.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
How old are you?
7.
What else do you have planned for the rest of March break?
I don't know. My parents are what planned my March break.
Oh, okay.
What would you do if you could plan your March break?
Read a book and do homework.
What?
No, you wouldn't.
You're such a liar. Come on, Raquel. Over March break, you want to do homework?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of homework to do? Like, for what subject?
Probably French.
French homework over the March break?
Can you speak French?
I'm learning.
Yeah. What can you say in French?
A lot of things.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you say blue in French?
Bleu.
Okay. Damn it, Maury. How do you say red in French?
Please.
No. Listen.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to go red.
Raquel, you're going head to head with Maury here. So I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to ask Maury a question.
Okay.
Raquel, how do you say black in French?
Noir.
Maury, how do you say yellow in French?
Oh, isn't it like...
Listen, Raquel!
You're not supposed to give the answer that, damn it, Maury is being asked.
Oh.
Okay, let's try this again.
I'm not going to get a turn.
No wonder your parents plan your whole thing. You can't be trusted with anything. Okay, Raquel.
Yeah?
Okay, how do you say brown in French?
Blanc.
Yes, correct.
Really?
Maury, wow. How do you say pink in French?
Isn't it pinage?
What is it?
Pinage?
Pinage. Like, Raquel, how do you say pink in French?
Rose.
Okay, yeah, rose.
Not pinage.
Yeah. Okay, Maury, how do you say white in French?
Oh, isn't it like, is it like, wooah? No,
it's not. Wooah?
What's wooah?
How do you say white in French?
I'm trying
to
picture the crayon. It's like,
Raquel?
Yeah?
How do you say white in French?
There's two ways, blanc or blanche.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to go Cacajian.
You were going to go Cacajian? What color is Cacajian, Raquel?
I have no idea.
Okay. Maury, how do you say purple in French?
Oh, purple. Purple.
Raquel, how do you say purple in French, hon?
Violet.
Yes, violet.
Close, Maury.
Violet. I thought that was a car.
That's Chevrolet, you jackass. Hey, Raquel, enjoy the rest of your March break. Thanks for calling in today.
Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
126 years ago was one of the most important days in the world because it was the day that I have said was the day that the greatest invention of all time was patented. Not Windows XL. That's the second greatest invention of all time. Toenail clippers, the third greatest invention of all time. The greatest invention of all time, as we know, is the escalator.
Ha! Okay.
1892 was the year the escalator was patented by the genius inventor, Jesse W. Reno. Remember that name.
Jesse W. Reno.
Yes.
Okay.
No invention is more important.
They actually still have some of the original escalators in New York at the Macy's.
Yeah, do they?
Made out of the wood.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
See?
100%.
That still work.
Yep. 100%.
That you can use.
100%.
That Uncle Jesse W.
Not Uncle Jesse, jackass. don't besmirch Jesse W. Reno, who invented the escalator. The escalator's the greatest what?
Great word to bring back, by the way. Besmirch.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's old timey, right? We're talking 1892 here.
Wow.
Listen, the escalator is the greatest invention, and people who misuse the escalator should be banned from using escalators.
How are we misusing it?
And when I say misusing the escalator.
God, here we go.
If I can't go on the escalator rant for 2 seconds on the anniversary of the escalator, when can I do it?
Okay,
the escalator rant goes like this, okay? There's a right way and a wrong way to use the escalator. The right way to use the escalator is the way that it was intended, which is you get on the bottom stair and you stand there and it takes you to the top.
But why do they have the sign that says stand right, walk left?
Because that has people misusing and appropriating the intended purpose of the escalator. When I see somebody who gets on an escalator and they get pissy because they want to walk up the escalator and somebody in front of them is standing, I'm sorry, you've lost your escalator privileges at that point.
No, it's called get the hell out of my way.
No, it's not.
I got things guanin and I got to get to the top or the bottom.
Nobody is that busy.
That escalator.
But what if there are no other stairs around and this is your only option? You have to get to the top fast.
My God, stand. What's it take? 20 seconds, less than that. No, nobody is that busy. When I look at somebody and they're dodging in and out of people, I don't care. That's your fault that you're late. It's not my fault that you're late.
The train was late. What if I was on time and the train was late?
Still not my fault.
So what do you have to say to the people that say that those that stand are lazy?
It's not about being lazy. It's about using it the way that it was intended. It is intended to take people from low to high or high to low. I mean, going high to low. This is where the escalator shines, where you don't even have to walk downstairs.
Yeah, but then you're going down in life as opposed to up in life.
Like that. This is really like the escalator. You only think about the escalator, you know, lifting you of the burden of having to walk upstairs. Let's not forget the escalator also helps you have to not walk downstairs. That's the greatest thing about the escalator is that it goes both ways. You don't even have to walk downstairs anymore. But if you're running up an escalator and you're darting in and out of people, you're using it wrong and you should be banned from escalators.
I don't think so.
Yes, 100%. Nobody is that busy. Nobody is that busy.
If you want to take full advantage of what the escalator was intended for, then you stand to the right and you shut the hell up.
But why can't we have options?
It's not about options. It's about using something the way that it's supposed to be. I looked at my kid yesterday and she was smearing.
Oh, you're not telling her to do it this way, are you?
No, but I looked at Roxy yesterday and she was making a craft. This is a beautiful, cool sandbox thing that she was making.
Yeah.
But she was spreading glue on a piece of cardboard with a pencil. And I was like, why don't you just ask me for a stick instead of just using a pencil? Because now I'm going to look for a pencil and it's going to have glue all over the end of it. And she's like, but the pencil works best. And I'm like, I know, but that's not the intended purpose of the pencil. The pencil needs to fulfill its destiny, which is writing. Okay. The escalator needs to fulfill its destiny, which is taking you casually from one floor to another floor. Okay. Uh-huh. Let it fulfill its purpose. You're robbing the escalator of its destiny when you run up an escalator darting in and out of people.
I think it's because it moves too slowly.
It's upsetting.
If it moved quicker, we would be in, you know, we would have no problem standing.
People shoot you off the top?
I think it needs to go faster.
Like, how fast do you want an escalator to go?
It should go quick, then we'll stand.
No. You can't be shooting people. You launch people off the top of an escalator,
but then we won't walk
like 10 feet to the airbag. You know what I mean? Like
the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Yes, we welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show, former Bachelorette Canada, Jasmine Lorimer.
Hello,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you looking forward to reading this book that's coming out? Do you know about this? The Bachelor, the Bachelor Nation book?
Yeah, I actually have it at
home. You
do?
Okay.
Have you started
reading it? No.
You haven't started? Have you heard any of the things that they've been?
No. Okay. Why do you know?
Well, there's a bunch of stories that have come out from this book. And one of them is when it's the season of The Bachelor, when there's all the women in the house.
Yeah.
What they do is they track their menstrual cycles. And then if they have juicy news or something that is going to be devastatingly upset, they hold off on it, telling the women until they're at their most vulnerable and emotional.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Hold on a second. Your reaction makes it seem like you've heard this before.
No, I seriously haven't heard this before. But for some reason, it doesn't shock me,
okay.
I guess.
The other story from the book is that producers would walk around, or a producer would walk around with like wads of like $100 bills in his pocket. And he would go, and anyone that got footage of, let's say, somebody crying, $100 goes to you. Or you get footage of someone, throwing up.
To the camera
bucks
guys.
For you. Yeah.
No.
You get footage of someone like talking smack about another person in the house, you get $100. Have you experienced anything like that when you went through the process of Bachelorette Canada?
No. And I think that Canadian production doesn't have the funds to just be tossing hundies. But no. And even if that was happening, I think that I would be kept quite in the dark. Yeah,
Jasmine Lorimer is here, former Bachelorette Canada, friend of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hello.
And you've listened to this show a ton.
I have, yes.
So
I've
what happens on this
show. Are you listening to the podcast?
I listen to the podcast, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. So you know a lot about this.
Yeah.
I don't know how this happened, but you guys were, you and Mocha were talking on Instagram in the message section.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said that you were coming to Toronto. Mocha said, hey, why don't you come in? And you had said, I would love nothing more than to play Maury for a day, which then continued on to a couple other messages. And then you ended it by saying, I also envy Maury whenever he gets to eat weird food. So Maury, you can come on in. Maury made you breakfast this morning.
No.
And this is a classic Maury dish.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So this is damn it, Maury's famous mac and cheese. So if I could,
it's those noodly fries.
Okay. And microwave French fries, because that's Maury's other favorite thing in the world is to microwave French fries. This is Maury's specialty. Let me run through. And Mocha's tried this twice now.
Yeah.
The first time he tried it, he described the taste as garbage.
It's true.
Which I will never forget. So this is the recipe for this. In case you guys want to make this at home, because I'm sure Jasmine will eat this and find it to be very delicious. It's a half a pot of water, one box of Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner, a mini can of tuna, a thumb length amount of butter, a fistful of corn, one hard boiled egg, three packets of ketchup, and the secret ingredient, the way that he changed it all up and brought all the ingredients together was half a teaspoon of water. So is how he ended it.
And we have a side of my microwave fries.
A side of Maury's famous microwave fries.
Do I feed
fries.
It to her?
Oh my God.
Oh God. I don't think that might be.
Yeah.
No.
You want? Because you got to get all the elements in.
Oh, okay.
So hold on. So you want Maury to feed you?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never.
Oh, that's such a big bite.
Well, you got to get all of the ingredients. Hold on, I missed this at the end.
Listen, you're not experiencing the meal, unless you get all the flavors.
Like, I'm not going to give you one noodle. You have to have the full thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Jasmine. My heart is pumping.
Okay. Open.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Down the hatch. How is it?
Do you want more?
How is it? Describe it. Feel free to talk with your mouth full.
And what else?
And?
Really soft.
Uh-huh.
What do you taste first?
The sweetness of the ketchup.
And then?
The flakiness of the tuna.
And then?
You look like you're gonna throw up.
It's really not good at all.
Would you like a microwave fry to wash that down with?
Here.
Have you ever seen a French fry that looked like that before?
It's at a 90 degree.
You're ruining your mouth?
Yeah. Maury just handed Jasmine a French fry.
It looks like you're holding shoelace.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So down
okay, this is getting better the longer it's been in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Okay, so maybe try the French fry now.
I'm gonna choke.
Okay.
At the same time, while the other stuff's in my mouth.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
They've got something that happened.
You just tasted something new. Yeah. What was it? Do you think?
I don't know. It had a crunchier texture.
Crunchy texture.
Oh, that'd be the corn.
Probably the corn.
I was gonna say. It had texture like an apple, but it was definitely corn.
Okay, you're crying right now. Yeah. Okay.
Nobody's ever cried about my food before.
Go ahead with the microwave French fry.
Okay, it's breaking in this one part. Oh.
Oh my god.
You know the texture of a frozen french fry?
Yeah.
It has that same texture, but it's just floppy.
Oh, do you want the rest of this as takeout?
I really, really don't.
Oh my god, Jasmine Lorimer, we love you so much. Thank you very much for visiting the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks for having me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, man, I am still wilding out over this letter that this mom in Newmarket, Ontario got over her loud-ass kids.
Morgan DeCaros DeBoer, she's got four boys, I think, all under like 6 years old.
Yeah, 6, 4, 2, and 9 months.
And they go buck wild in the backyard like four boys would.
Sure, why not? Who cares?
And in the neighborhood she lives in, I guess the kids are loud because that's what just boys do. You got to allow boys to be loud and just fight and stuff like that.
And they're kids.
And somebody complained about the noise, but they didn't complain in the sort of regular way that a neighbor would complain coming over to the house, whatever. So Morgan, the mom, got a letter in the mail from Canada Post, like with a stamp on it that was mailed to her house from a neighbor.
AKA a coward.
Right?
You piece of... You coward.
So the letter, some of the letters.
So mad.
So
man.
They say, we encourage you to correct your child when he screams by saying, please stop that yelling or something like that. Perhaps if you supervise them while they were in the backyard, that would help. Other possibilities would be take them to the park. They say, I am one of several neighbors who are frustrated with the frequent screaming and shrieking your children make while playing in your backyard. This is very disruptive, whether we are outside or inside, and interrupts whatever we are doing, like TV, reading, or napping. Oh. And again, they sent it in the mail.
Take you to the park.
Right. All of a sudden. Again, the mom's name is Morgan DeCaros DeBoer. She's with us.
Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
Hey, you keeping them kids quiet or what?
At this hour, yes.
I'll tell you, I just went back through and I read the entire letter this time. And as outraged as I was yesterday when I first heard this story, because it was just seemed like just such a despicable act. Going through the letter itself isn't that harsh, I would say. But what I can't get over and what I think makes this so despicable is that if it is in fact an actual neighbor, that they just didn't come and talk to you.
That was the first thing, right?
Yeah.
The fact that they mailed it to me instead of even just dropping it off on my porch if they didn't want to speak to me.
Right.
They didn't want to come close to the house.
So, Morgan, when you got this letter, you opened it up, you read it. Immediately, did you think, I know exactly who this is?
No idea.
No idea. So nobody else in your neighborhood has ever said, like, even made like a jokingly kind of comment about your kids being too loud in the backyard. No one has ever said anything to you?
Not at all. Everyone is super nice to the kids. The kids say hi to them every day.
Yeah.
The kids play with the dog next door. They, you know, they're always throwing balls in the neighbors' yards and things, and they're throwing them back and smiling and laughing with them.
Right.
Have any of your neighbors said who they think might have sent that letter?
No.
Mm.
Do you have any neighbors that don't have kids?
Yeah, we have neighbors that don't have kids, but
I'd start looking there first.
We've been living here for 3 years and never had an issue. So my feeling is that it might be someone that has recently moved in.
Oh
yeah.
Well, that can't be hard to find.
It's kind of like, you know how when the houses are close together, there's like an alley of backyards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's someone on the, in our backyard.
When you went public with this, what was your reaction, I guess, to the reaction? How did you feel when people started to respond?
I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Right away, because, I was looking for some support, some thoughts of, am I doing the right thing here? Am I crazy? Like, are kids supposed to be loud? Yes. But how do other parents feel about putting them in the backyard and letting them get their frustrations and
burn off that energy?
Exactly. But right away it was all, you know, you're not doing anything wrong. This is perfect. You're supposed to do this. I mean, as long as they're not out there blood curdling screaming for 2 hours at a time,
mm-hmm.
then it's all fine and dandy. And of course I'm not letting them scream their heads off, then my baby would never sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We Mocha and I profiled this yesterday. So here's what you're looking for, okay? Is you're looking for somebody new to the neighborhood. I'm going to say between the ages of 35 and 42 that have no children. Okay. That's the first, that's the first people you're going to look for. The second people you're going to look for are the people who are maybe a little bit older, whose kids have left, they're on their own, and they feel that they did a better job raising their kids than you're doing raising your kids. So it's a judgy older person. So it's going to be one of those two.
Yeah. Considering the letter was judgy, then yeah, that's, it's a possibility.
Right? I think this to me sounds like you are being judged by somebody who feels that they were a better parent to their kids than you are to yours.
Or as you mentioned, Morgan, it could be somebody who's new to the neighborhood.
Yep. It's a possibility there.
Burn it all down.
I'm just hoping that they all
burn, smoke them out.
Smoke them out. Neighborhood.
Real quick, Morgan, before we let you go. So your kids are 6, 4, 2, and 9 months old.
Oh God.
So the 6 and the 4 year old, right? Have you had to have a conversation with them about this, or do they just not know about what's happening right now?
I did have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Just letting them know what was happening, especially since it blew up on social media and we've had people here.
Oh, okay.
And I told them they're not doing anything wrong.
Good.
But I did tell them that, you know, this is a good time for us to talk about mutual respect in the neighborhood, right?
Sure, yeah. That's always a good time. Are all your kids boys?
Yes.
You got 4 boys under 6?
Yes.
How terrible does your house smell all the time?
It doesn't smell yet.
No? Okay. Oh, man.
Wait till they're all teenagers.
You just wait.
Wait till they're all teenagers.
I can't wait.
You wait.
Morgan, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to chat with us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah, no problem.
You fully got our support, and we hope, you know, the person that or people that wrote this letter either come forward or are found.
I'm hoping they come forward, and you know, they were supposed to be a neighborhood, a nice, friendly neighborhood. So I'm hoping that they can come and talk to me.
Smoke them out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Morgan. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
This is Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Good morning, Roz and Mocha. This is Kelly calling from Hamilton. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on in Hammertown?
Well, nothing here, but I wanted to share a story of a friend in Mississauga who had a similar incident with the story you just told, where the neighbor actually yelled over the fence at the kids for just playing.
Oh, yeah.
So his response to that was to go to Long and McQuaid and rent some very large speakers. And for the rest of Sunday morning, I believe at 6 a.m., he went to the other neighbors and explained what was happening and blasted Rammstein and Marilyn Manson all day at a very high decibel, and then asked his neighbor what he would prefer.
That's, really?
Yeah, no, you can't. I don't know. People are just...
It's a lot. You know, kids are kids. Thankfully, they're outside playing and not thumbing it on video games. So, like,
well, you asked me, you know, if you ask a question, what you would rather have your kids do. And, you know, interaction and just playing and creating fun and being loud and disruptive, but sort of safe. Kids have to figure out what the line of safe is. Like, if I could walk into my house, right?
Yeah.
And if I could walk into my house and see one of two things, if I could walk in and see Roxy and a friend sitting on the couch playing video games, or if I could walk into the couch and see Roxy and a friend lying on the floor lighting their farts on fire, I'm going to pick I'd like to walk in the house and see Roxy and a friend lying on the floor lighting their farts on fire. Because to me, that's like, that shows a creativity. It's fun. You're goofing around.
Also science.
Right? Like if I had to pick, that's what I'm picking.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. Yeah. People need to keep to themselves and just mind their manners and leave it alone.
Like, we used to do all sorts of stuff. Like, I never see kids, you know, just like beating on each other and just jumping off stuff. Like, you just never see that anymore, right?
Not anymore. It's a lost art. The art of play is a lost art.
Anytime my brother and I, if we were ever in a store, right? And if we passed anything long and thin, whether it was like a piece of hose or like a poster that was rolled up or a pool tube or whatever, anytime, wherever we were in our lives, somebody was going to get hit in the aisle of that store with that, right?
Before your mom and dad saw.
Yeah, somebody was going to get hit with that. And then you would put it back and you would carry on, right? Like, that was just the way it was. And now you can't do stuff like that anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody complains, you get kicked out of the store and banned and all this stuff. It's nuts.
Hey, Kelly, we appreciate the phone call today. Thank you so much.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Hey,
day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Roz and Mocha confessional is open.
Ah, yes.
What is it? Spill Your Guts Day? No.
No.
What's the official name?
It's True Confessions Day.
Ah, True Confessions Day. That's it.
So we've decided to open the Roz and Mocha Confessional, Pope John Roz, Father Mocha, which we have not done in a very long time. This is where you get the opportunity to just come clean. You got that secret. You got that thing you've been hanging on to that's been weighing you down, that you don't want anybody to know about, that you thought nobody would ever find out about. You're going to take it to the grave. This is your place to air it. You don't have to say your name.
You can if you want.
We encourage you to say your name, but you don't have to say your name.
And here's the thing. You're going to be punished for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Right? You have to be.
But all will be forgiven, though.
By, giving a certain amount of Roz and Mochas to say.
That's
but
true.
But as Roz just said, rewarded. JT tickets tonight at the ACC. Demi Lovato and DJ Khaled at the ACC on Monday. Camila Cabello is at the Sony Center next month.
You're kidding me.
Line four.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning. You are more than welcome to say your name. If not, totally cool.
Okay. I think I'm going to leave my name out of this.
Oh, good. I love these ones.
That means this is a good confession.
So I had juvenile epilepsy, which means I had seizures as a child, but I outgrew it as an adult, which is great.
How old are you now?
Now I'm 25.
Okay. So this confession that you're about to give up, how long ago did this happen?
It was in grade five.
Okay.
So like years ago, and I've never said this, but so when I was in grade five, I like sincerely hated math with like a fiery burning passion. And one day in my math class, I faked a seizure to get out of the class.
No, you did not.
I did. They called an ambulance. I had to go to the emergency room.
Oh no!
It was pretty terrible.
Like when you say faked a seizure, like how far did you take it? Like were you drooling and stuff? Like,
I mean, yeah, like, you know, a little twitchy shaking, some drooling, eyes closed.
So this happened, like, how far into the day? Because you must have planned it in your mind. Or
yeah,
did it just,
probably,
like, come to you at that time and you're like, screw it, I'm doing this?
It was like, screw it, I'm doing this. It was just after lunch. I hated math. I hated my teacher. So I needed to get out of there. And I was like, well, there's only one way.
And I imagine at this point, like all the staff at your school knew that you were suffering from seizures and were sort of always on the lookout and probably had meetings on what to do in case, you know, this student had a seizure in the class. You know what I mean? Was that like, everybody knew, right? So they were all on high alert.
They knew. I started having seizures in grade two. So they like, it was the same every time, calling an ambulance.
Here's the tough part. If you're a teacher and you suspect that the seizure kid is faking, you can never say that.
No, of course not.
You know?
He got fired.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got out of math that day though, right?
I definitely got out of math
good
that
for
day.
You.
So
good,
wait,
good
wait,
for
how
you.
Long were you in the hospital for after you faked your seizure and they picked you up in the ambulance and everything?
Like 6 or 7 hours, probably.
So like, did they call your mom and dad at work and they had to come to the hospital and all this stuff?
They did,
Oh no! An entire day!
I now realize how horrible it is, but at the time, it seemed worth it.
And did you have to go to school the next day or you got to stay home?
I got out of school the next day as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well.
Man.
Jeez, man.
Sorry, and how old are you now?
I'm 25. Yeah.
And this happened when you were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, this.
Wow. Jeez. What's going to happen when your parents find out about this?
My parents won't. They live up in Muskoka. My mom actually listens to Kiss 92.5 sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping not this morning.
Okay.
Man, I hope she's listening today.
Fantastic story. However, you do have to be punished.
Oh, no. I thought all was forgiven.
Well, it will be.
Okay.
Say 8 Roz and Mochas and all will be forgiven. You bad, bad person, you.
All right, not too bad. 8 Roz and Mochas.
Okay.
Go for it.
Roz and Mocha, 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 and damn it, Maury.
Oh, snap. Now, as we said, all will be forgiven, but also today, one time only, all will also be rewarded.
Woo!
What are you doing tonight?
I
have no plans tonight.
Well, guess what? You do now.
I do now?
Yes, you do.
Oh, Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Is that my plan?
That's your plan.
Oh, you guys are the best. Oh, my God. Woo! I love JT. I love him.
Nice. Well, congratulations. You're going to see Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods tour tonight at the ACC.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hey, you got a confession?
I do.
First off, what's your name? You don't have to.
It's Kelly.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, Kelly.
So it was 2004, I believe, and I was having a barbecue, one of my first barbecues at my new place, and one of my coworkers had asked, she kept reminding me to make sure that I got vegetarian burgers and hot dogs, and I forgot in all the chaos of planning a barbecue for everyone, and I ended up just sort of like clearing a part of the barbecue, making it nice and clean, and putting some regular hamburgers there and telling her that they were vegetarian. In my defense, she was one of those really annoying vegetarians, and, you know, please stop wearing perfume, it hurts my nose.
Oh no, what the hell are you being friends with somebody like that for? Why'd you have to invite her?
Well, she's a coworker, and I invited other coworkers, and I felt bad, so.
Okay, so here is my...
That's pretty funny, though. Okay.
So you made the choice, though, to feed a vegetarian a meat burger instead of just saying, hey, why don't we try and fix something else up, because I don't have any veggie stuff here.
I know, but... So the whole afternoon, though, she kept asking me what brand they were because they were the best vegetarian hamburgers she'd ever had.
Oh, no! So what'd you say?
I've repented ever since. It's been, like, what, 13 years? Yeah. In my job, like, I have to plan events and things like that, and I make sure that when someone says, you know, I need non-alcoholic wine for my Christmas basket, I go out and get it. If they need, like, we gave out turkeys at work, they wanted a halal turkey, I made sure that I tracked one down. So I do my part now. I make sure that everybody's dietary restriction is stuck to.
What happened with this vegetarian coworker then?
She never found out.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting her a deep fryer when she moved into her home place. She gained like 60 pounds because they deep fried everything.
Oh, no.
I'm a horrible person.
What kind of vegetarian is on a deep fried diet? Like, this sounds like the weirdest person
ever. They were doing tempura zucchini, tempura, like all their vegetables. No,
it doesn't matter, but you're still, if a deep fat fried is deep fat fried, it doesn't matter what you're putting in it.
Okay, it's not me. I'm not the vegetarian.
No, I know. I hear you. But this woman wound up having the best veggie burger in her life, and the reason it was the best veggie burger in her life is because it was premium meat.
It was. It was really good meat.
Wow.
Well, you got to be punished.
Wow.
That's pretty funny, though.
All right.
Say seven Roz and Mochas, and all will be forgiven. Maybe.
Roz and Mocha, 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 Roz and Mocha. I think that was seven?
No.
Roz and Mocha.
Thank
I'm
you.
At work.
Oh. All right, Kelly. What do we got left? Let's do DJ Khaled and Demi Lovato on Monday.
That is awesome. Going to be an insane concert.
Yeah.
That's insane. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, they have great veggie burgers at the ACC, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Go ahead, line two.
My name's Hefnia.
Hefnia. All right.
That's a very specific name. I hope none of your friends are listening.
I hope not. Well, my friends don't know. The only concern I have is if my mom is listening, which she's not, because she would kill me.
Okay. So, how long ago did whatever it is you're about to tell us happen?
2.5 years ago.
Okay.
So my cousin was getting married, and I didn't know his fiance very well. But as we started to get to know each other during the wedding and whatnot, I didn't really vibe with her too well. And I guess, we didn't get to know each other as much as we wanted to. So traditionally in our culture, the groom's family, immediate family, will purchase a gift for the bride during the wedding. And I was feeling very petty, so I didn't really want to spend.
What kind of gifts?
Usually, it's typically jewelry or clothing.
And
but
what,
jewelry is usually your best bet.
Normally, what's the budget on something like that? Like if you're tasked with buying jewelry, what are people normally spending?
Well, he was my first cousin, and I saw him with my brother, so I would have been expected to spend at least a minimum of like $400 to $500.
Okay.
Whoa, wow. $400 to $500.
Wow. On a cousin's wedding.
And I'm a cousin.
and a girl. You don't even like this girl. Okay. So what happened?
So there's a high-end costume jewelry store that I went to, and I purchased her a beautiful bracelet that from far, even from close, you would have no idea that it's not authentic. But I got it for her at a fraction of the $400 or $500 budget, and I gifted it to her.
Now you have to give up the goods on what the fraction is. How much did you spend?
Like maybe 10% of what I was expected to. It was like, I think it was like $50.
Wow. Okay. And so when you gave it to her, what was her reaction?
Oh my gosh, she started crying.
Like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing ever.
She was like crying and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you got this for me. You know exactly what I want. And we haven't really got to know each other. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm obviously being very excited for her and I'm telling her that I'm so happy she likes it. And she immediately puts it on and starts to show her entire family.
Oh my God. And you're probably saying stuff to her like, oh my God, but you're so worth it.
Welcome to the family.
I love my cousin. He's like my brother. So you're like my sister.
You deserve the best.
Small.
Oh God.
Yeah. So I played that role real well.
So have you seen her since and have you seen her wear this or has she ever mentioned it since?
I mean, we live 3 minutes away from each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we go to functions together and anytime she's wearing, like it's very blingy. So anytime we go to a party or whatnot that asks you to be a bit more dressed up, that's always on her wrist.
Oh,
do you know if anyone has ever asked her about the jewelry? Like, yo, that looks real nice. Where'd you get it from?
Absolutely. I've had, whenever we've been at functions together and someone will compliment her bracelet and immediately she says, oh my God, hubby, you got this for me. Isn't it so pretty? Oh, I'm like, yeah, I did.
Oh, you're terrible.
I love it.
Now, I know that you didn't really get along with her when you bought her the fake bracelet, but do you like her now? And do you feel any guilt about this?
I mean, I feel guilt. We're pretty close now. But I will never tell her. I'll never tell her. I can't. I have too much pride.
God. Okay. Well, you know how this works. You do have to be punished.
Oh, okay.
Say 9 Roz and Mochas and all will be forgiven.
Rosin Mocha, 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 Rosin Mocha.
All right, but also today and today only, you will also be rewarded.
Oh, okay.
So here you go. You have won a pair of tickets to see Camila Cabello at the Sony Center on April 27th.
Now,
it's Camila Cabello. It's spelled with a K here, so I don't know if this is the real Camila Cabello or a knockoff Camila Cabello. But you'll have to find
with
out.
My luck, it's going to be a knockoff.
When you show up, I guess.
Guess we'll find out. I'll keep you guys updated.
You're going to show up. It's going to be Kevin Cabello.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So the Wall Street Journal reported that singles bars are out. Online dating is out.
What?
Matchmaking is out. The new place to hook up.
Work.
Supermarkets. Grocery stores. Get grocery out. Stores are the new single hotspot.
No, I don't believe it. Yes. Absolutely not.
Because I'll tell you why. It's one, it's sort of non-confrontational. It does not in any way deviate from your regular life routine, meaning you have to go to the grocery store. It's something that you always do. And because grocery stores are now kind of becoming like grocery restaurant coffee shops, where now grocery stores have like these little sit down areas that you can sit and be social in, that the idea of going and while grabbing your groceries, also flirting and picking up and maybe sparking romance. But they're saying grocery stores are the new singles hotspots.
That Longo's at Maple Leaf Square.
Yeah.
They have like a wine and cheese bar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I read an article where I think it was the Metro down in Liberty Village. I think they had a live DJ in there one night spinning to try
and
get people turned.
Grocery store?
It's all the grocery store.
I would think that somebody, you know, you have one thing on your mind, one thing only. You want to get to the grocery store, check off everything on your list, and then get out.
Right.
But if someone was trying to hook up in that grocery store, it may mess up your,
I don't know,
the rest of your flow.
No,
you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like if you're not into it, then you're like,
I would look at it as
the awkward moment of running into that person in another aisle.
Listen, man, I just looked at it this way. You just picked up a little something extra that was not on your list. Maury, last night, went and talked to a bunch of singles In a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Roz. I am here at Longo's. And if you are here, let us meet at the salad bar. Let's find out what's in store. What are your thoughts when you hear that headline?
Well, I laugh. I find that quite funny. Like, I don't have time for that. Sorry.
Do you think grocery stores are kind of a place where you can meet somebody, like your future husband or wife?
I never really thought about it. But, like, if I was single, maybe I would try to look up for guys that had only organic stuff. And think about it. Not a bad idea.
Grocery stores are the new singles bars.
I mean, that's ridiculous and it makes no sense. Oh. I've never once talked to anyone in a grocery store with that intention.
I think it would be fun. First, I'd look at his items he's purchased because that says a little bit about somebody.
Oh, if a guy was about to come up and hit on you at the grocery store, how would you react to that? Would you welcome that?
I mean, I'm kind of rude, so probably not, but I guess for other people it could work.
Yeah,
so.
Like, are you checking out his cart before you're checking out him?
No, I'm checking him out, not the cart.
What would be the biggest turnoff of a product in his cart?
Goat cheese. I hate goat cheese.
Would you welcome somebody hitting on you at a grocery store? Like, let's just say I was, because you're the hottest guy here, let's just say I was going to hit on you at this grocery store. Would you be okay with that?
Well, I'm engaged.
Awesome. That sucks.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Why would you say that sucks when you're married, Maury? Yeah.
I'm engaged. You notice how Maury didn't say, that's okay, I'm married?
Yeah. Also, again, you're married.
Well, I'm engaged. Awesome.
That sucks.
Yeah, so maybe I would be a little bit adverse to it. But, I mean, I guess it's a reasonable place to be approached. You don't feel threatened.
If you knew you were going to be hit on, would it change what you put in your cart?
It wouldn't change what I put in my cart. Nope. It depends on what I'm, like, here for. I'm not going to just... If they don't like me for me, then them.
Oh.
Well, at least, you know, you can check out the bananas and you can, you know, see if you want a nice ripe banana or if you want a greener one.
You're talking about men, right?
Pretty much.
Wow. Damn, girl.
If you thought you were about to be hit on, how would you react to that? If you thought you were about to be hit on at the grocery store?
I might not mind that so much. What? It might be nice.
If you were to look for love in the grocery store, what department are you looking for love in? Oh,
well, I would definitely look in the bakery section. Mm. You know,
let me guess, you're going to do a buns joke.
Well, yeah, you'd want to, you know, make sure they were fresh and tender.
Wow.
And a little sweet.
Last question for you. If you knew you were going to be really hit on at the grocery store, would you change what you were putting in your cart?
Absolutely. I would put all kinds of fun fruits like strawberries, a little chocolate.
Oh. Like if you saw something in his cart, what would be the biggest turnoff in his cart?
Probably if he had a lot of like hair care products, you know, mousse and gel, because I would think he was like way too high maintenance. And if a guy's got better hair than me, that's not good.
I believe Anthony is on the phone. What's up, man?
I agree, Roz. You're right, man. 100%. I mean, it's the amount of single people that there are today.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, there's so many times. There's so many people that don't have the time to go out to clubs. Don't have the time to do all this kind of stuff. But I mean, you're right. You go to the grocery store. You do that. You have to do that. You know, depending on who you are, once a week, once every week and a half, whatever it is.
And I'll tell you this too. The other thing that the other reason I sort of like the idea of grocery stores being places to hook up is the lighting really shows you what you're getting. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And that's for both. That's for both men and women.
So now men and women have to think about the way they present themselves when going to the grocery store.
No, you're
going to
see them in their natural state, right?
No, like I know that. People now are in their natural state, right?
Yeah.
But
so
once
now
this catches on, people are going to be thinking more and more about what they wear.
But you're still shopping, right?
I know. Exactly. Like, exactly.
I would tend to say that, you know, it's the people who would look like they are just there shopping that would have the best chances as opposed to those people who look like they were going there to hook up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do this more?
No, but there is a theory,
okay,
a known theory, that if people go to grocery
Pause
stores.
Pause for 1 second. Gay theory?
Very much so.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Is there any other?
There's a known gay theory that.
So if you're at a grocery store and you're wanting somebody to hit on you,
yes,
you will travel around the grocery store with only a package of spaghetti in your cart.
Excuse me?
So like if you're just wandering around aisle to aisle and there's only spaghetti in your cart,
right, yeah,
that's pretty much saying, I am okay, open for business.
So that's the DTF flag.
Yeah.
It's just spaghetti in the
cart.
That's
the sign, Mocha. That's like the come and
hit on me
sign.
You know how many times I've been to the grocery store straight up just to buy pasta?
Yeah.
And in the cart.
Yeah, but was it ragu? Like, was it any other kind? It needs to be spaghetti.
Yeah, I've had spaghetti, penne, rigatoni, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you just cruise the...
You just use cruise
the aisles just to see maybe there's something else you need.
Well, I think the trick would be this is just don't buy the spaghetti first.
Right?
No, because then there's not only spaghetti. You want to have green peppers in there and spaghetti, people leave you alone.
Right, that's what I said. You don't put it in first.
Yeah.
Known theory. Hey, Anthony, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thank you very much. I listen to you every morning, and it makes my day every morning.
Right on, brother. Well, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I'm sorry, Roz.
Oh, shut up. if you saw Roz and Mocha in a grocery store, who would you most likely flirt with?
Oh, You know what, Roz, actually. I'm going to go with you on that.
Yeah, see, I'll take that win.
Okay.
Why? Because Roz walking around with spaghetti?
Yeah, just got to see Roz with the spaghetti. That's it.
Shut up.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I don't understand how this happened, and I don't know how even smart people are getting behind this.
But
the idea of using a period at the end of a text is somehow rude is now the norm.
Huh?
You're not supposed to use periods at the end of a text. Like I text, and when I finish my thought in a text, I always just put a period at the end of it.
I find when you text, and I've gotten used to it, but I find when you text, even if it's like three words, you will put a period in between each word.
Sometimes if I'm making a point.
Oh, but is that like for serious? Like you do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like I'll write a sentence.
Yeah.
But I'll put a period on the end of it. And I know Maury takes great offense to this. Catherine always thinks I'm mad.
Mental. Oh,
because sometimes but I'll write Roz, put a lot of thought into a text to Roz about something I want to work on. And Roz will just write back, sure, period.
Right.
And I'm like,
but that's the end of his thought, though.
No, but it drives me nuts. Like, at least do sure without a period. I'll be much happier without the period.
Okay, so let me read you some of these headlines. Okay. Study confirms that ending your text in period is terrible. Using periods at the end of your text means more than you think. Ending a text with a period makes you seem like a jerk, according to a study.
Oh, wow.
11 secret meanings behind punctuations in text messages. Putting a period at the end of your text makes you a monster, says Glamour Magazine. If you put periods while texting, you may be a jerk after all. Another study says, why ending a text with a period is so awful, the science of all of us explains. The period, our simplest punctuation mark, has become a sign of being a jerk. So these are all like headlines that have popped up in the last couple of years.
But
let me read you this. Why using a period at the end of text message makes you sound so insincere or angry. Written language, they say, is becoming more flexible with texting possessing its own stylistic norms. So basically they're calling what is known as text speak or textees is it's now its own form of communication.
Oh, no.
The period is merely one example of the shift, a change that has opened up new possibilities for communicating with written language. Whatever. I don't agree with that. Just as we now have different styles of speaking in different situations, we now have different ways of writing depending on the forum that you're writing in.
Well, let me explain it to you this way. Text is considered speak. So tone. So if you put a period after sure, it's more like sure. Right? So period at the end of one word, period at the end of a sentence.
Tone in a
text.
It's
how everyone reads tone.
Because text messaging is a conversation that involves a lot of back and forth, people add fillers as a way to mimic spoken language. They say that they see an increase of ellipses. Ellipses. That's like dot, 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 right? Yeah. With your lips.
Huh? Lipsies. What your lips sees.
No, it's not what your lips see.
Can you just let the man finish speaking, please, before you interrupt with some nonsense?
I don't know. Is it ellipsis or ellipses? I don't know. Ellipsis. Ellipsis? Yeah. It's not what it's certainly not what your lip sees. which can invite the recipient.
I can tell you right now, your lips sees a lot of carbs.
The period is the opposite of that. They say it is not an invitation to continue the conversation. They say it is a definitive stop that signals, as linguistic professors state, this is final. This is the end of the discussion. And for some, this can appear to be angry or standoffish.
Yes.
You're the only person.
No, I'm not.
Roz, you are the only person
That uses periods?
In text messages.
Really?
Yeah.
But what's? But here's my thing. I'm not bending to this though. I'm not.
I don't find anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Because you are the only one, so I figure.
Right.
He's the only one.
I refuse to bend to this.
A lot of people, and I enjoy my conversations with a lot.
Right.
There are times where I don't enjoy my conversations with you because I feel like you're constantly angry.
Right. But that's on you, though. That's not on me. If you, Maury,
everyone sees your text that way.
If you are in a world where there's absolutely no evidence of conflict or it's a simple discussion about something, and if you see a period at the end of a text message and you suddenly think that I've gotten angry at you over something, that's on you.
You even go,
it's not on
you
me.
You even go, haha, period.
Yes.
Who puts a period after haha?
Because he's done laughing.
Because he's done laughing.
Yeah, but then it's not a sincere haha.
Right. It's just like, you know what I've never done in a text? I have never once in my life done as a text. I've never used the letter U to be like you as in you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I've never used a two.
And you've never done LOL.
And I've, no, I've done LOL.
Oh, I've never gotten an LOL.
Yeah. Well, it's because you've never made me laugh.
But I get a haha, period.
Hi, this is Roz and Mocha.
That's by far the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Hold on. Using a period in a text is the stupidest thing you've ever heard, or somebody getting angry at a period in a text is the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
Kind of getting angry.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, when I'm sending a text, sometimes I have to, you know, I'll say, you know, hey, how's it going? And then I'll put dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
And then I'll start the next little thing that I've got to say, and then dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
I don't see why putting a period at the end when you're done talking, my people would get angry at
so
that.
So you
there's
use
a difference between dot 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 and one period.
Right. That's
yeah.
So you're talking about the ellipsis, right? That's what everybody does now. But do you end your whole thought with a period?
Not always, no.
No. I'm going through my texts to Maury.
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm like, why could Maury possibly like think that I was mad at him all the time with just like putting a period on it? Here, just look at this. This is the last text. Don't look at anything else. Just read the one in blue, which is the last text that I sent Maury.
Okay.
What does it say? What's it say?
Oh my God, it says loser, period.
Like, I don't know why I was thinking mad at you.
Exactly.
Clearly he was making a joke there.
I can understand if you put a bunch of exclamation marks after it.
Yeah, no, I know. People are just so sensitive, but I don't like that
a bunch of Sallys.
That well, yeah, they're all you're all a bunch of Sallys.
A bunch of fucking Sallys. Like you have to tiptoe around some of these people. I mean, it's just like God.
Yeah, I don't like that linguistic professors, though, are all over this, backing this notion that a period in a text message makes you sound like a jerk. That's where I have a problem with this.
Bunch of Sallys. Exactly.
Bunch of Sallys.
A bunch of Sallys.
Thanks so much for the call today.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hey, so today is...
3.5 weeks away from WrestleMania 34.
Yeah, but it's also Ken Day. And let me explain this to you, why it's important.
Ken
so,
Day?
Yeah, yeah, Barbie's boyfriend.
Oh, okay. They still didn't get married?
No.
Oh.
But did you know that Ken had a last name?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
The Ken doll.
Ken, yeah, and it's not Ken doll. Doll is not the boy's last name.
Okay, what is it?
The boy has a last name, according to this anyway. And Maury, can you verify this for me, please? So they say this day aims to give Barbie's boyfriend Ken Carson.
Come on.
Yeah, his due.
His last name's Carson.
Right?
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
This is the first time I've ever heard anyone say that Ken actually has a last name.
Can you confirm that it's Ken Carson?
It's Ken Carson?
What's that?
I know it is because I've watched a documentary on the creation of Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
And they named Ken after one of the workers at Hasbro or whoever made Barbie.
Yeah.
Mattel.
And so it was named after the guy.
So the boy's name is Ken Carson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
wait, does Barbie have a last name?
Barbie does have a last name. And off the top of my head, I don't remember, but it's named after
the
creator's kids.
I had a Ken doll, and I had the shaving Ken doll.
The shaving Ken doll?
Yeah, yeah. In the 80s, they came out with a Ken that they were trying to market Barbies to boys.
Yeah.
And so they released a couple different Ken dolls.
Tried to man them up?
They tried to man them up, and they tried to give, but they still had to. It was like, you know when guys always get blamed for marketing stuff to women, right? Yeah. Where they're you know, where they're like, only a guy came up with pens for girls, right? You know, a pen is a pen, you know? Like, what are you doing, you jackass? This was as if a group of women came up with something on how to market a Ken doll to boys, where they were like, what are boys into? Like, what can we give Ken in order to get boys to play with Ken? Yeah. And when I was a kid, I'd be like, give him a bullwhip and a cool Jeep.
Sure.
Right? But what you got, the Ken that was marketed to boys, was a Ken that if you got his face wet, he, like, the skin changed color where he got a beard. And then if you dipped a razor into hot water and rubbed it over his face, that the beard would disappear. So you could shave Ken, right?
Right? We're going to make millions.
You know what, boy? You know what little boys want out of a doll? They want to be able to shave him. Give him a good shave, right?
A nice hot shave.
Right, a nice hot shave. They just want to be able to give their dolls a nice hot shave.
Guys, I'm telling you, I can see into the future. We are going to make millions.
What's Barbie's last name?
Barbara Maleficent Roberts.
Maleficent?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maleficent. Really?
Maleficent Roberts.
Barbie Roberts?
Barbie Roberts.
Barbara Roberts and Ken Carson.
Wait a minute. Her middle name is Maleficent.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100% on this? Okay. He's about 90%, I guess. If he was 100%, he wouldn't have walked out of the room.
What did you search? Barbie's real name?
Make the man second guess himself.
What is...
Millicent.
What?
Millicent.
Millicent. Not Maleficent.
Millicent.
Okay, Millicent.
Yeah, Millicent.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Wow.
Barbie, when they came up with the creation of Barbie, you know that it was like an SEX doll at first.
You can say sex.
Yeah, like, I'm not your dad.
Don't feel weird about having this conversation.
You never had to talk with your dad, did you?
No.
No. It shows. I don't know when the last time in my life somebody wanted to say sex and spelt it out.
S-E-X. So today we were celebrating Ken Carson. Ken Carson.
Ken Carson, who I've shaved many times.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So they say.
Who's they?
I don't know, people.
Okay.
This was a cross-border study. So between Canadians and Americans.
Okay.
I saw the headline floating around all weekend. I'm like, nah, come on. Who does this? But they say that jamming needles into a voodoo doll of your boss actually helps.
Have you ever done this?
No. Have you?
No, I did a voodoo doll of an ex once.
What'd you do to it?
Yeah, I don't want to know. No, yeah, where'd you stab it?
Wait a minute.
They say a new study found that employees who jam needles into voodoo dolls
of
their bosses.
Where do you even get a voodoo doll?
You can get voodoo dolls down at Harborfront Center in the summertime.
Can also make one out of an old pair of pantyhose.
No, it's supposed to, like, you're supposed to buy the blessed doll.
Oh, you can't make your own voodoo doll?
You can, but it won't do as much as if you get like one that has that comes with like a
tag. Did you say it won't do as much? Like your voodoo doll is somehow better than my voodoo doll?
Let's just say I haven't heard back from that guy.
Okay, explain this thing now.
Thank you. Okay, so what they say is that jamming needles into a voodoo doll of your boss actually makes you feel less resentful about your job and your quality of work actually goes up.
But doesn't the same be said about punching a wall?
According to a new study between people in the U.S. and Canada, when employees got voodoo dolls of their bosses and jammed needles into them, it actually made them feel less stress and less resentful about their jobs and their bosses. As weird as it sounds, they say, we found a simple and harmless symbolic act of retaliation that can make people feel like they're getting even and restoring their sense of fairness. So you have a terrible boss, you go home.
It helps mentally when you picture something. Like I once in a session had to talk to a...
In a session? What do you mean a session?
When
like
I
therapy?
Went to therapy
oh,
once.
Okay.
I had to talk to a picture of a Roz on a stick and a picture of a Mocha on a stick once.
No, you didn't, you liar.
Yeah, and it really helps, you know, it helps with stuff. Like it helps
Wait,
you talk
so what,
to
well, okay, so hold on. How long ago was this?
Oh, like a year ago. So if there was...
What was the circumstance?
It was just learning how to talk to people, right? Like it was like learning how to deal with the, you know, if you're too shy to say something, right? So in the
what
same
were you too
sense,
shy to say?
I'm trying to make a point here.
No. I don't care about that.
Yeah,
I want
to
know why
Roz
and I were
that.
Involved in your therapy session and what the problem was.
You're always, I mean, count the days.
Yeah, I don't like that I'm on the couch in your therapy session, man.
You're not. You're on a stick.
Okay.
Okay. So what was the circumstance?
I don't recall, but my point is that.
Can I ask you another just a quick follow up?
Sure.
Okay. While you're doing this in therapy, while you're going through an exercise where you are talking to a Roz face on a stick and a Mocha face on a stick, when you're having that conversation, are you also speaking for us at these points?
Yes.
Like where you do.
No.
No, sorry. The doctor is you.
The doctor's me.
So what did the doctor say?
I don't remember the situation, but let's just say, for example,
doctor,
it was like...
Is your doctor like slim and hot?
No.
Oh, I would like you to find a new doctor if he's going to be portraying me in your sessions. Oh, no.
That was funny.
So what was the doctor saying?
Oh, he would just say, like, hypothetically, that word has no meaning. Hypothetically, if I said something, how should Roz respond?
Okay.
Oh, so I'm the one at fault.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
So what
Can
was
we just
the
get
line?
Back to the voodoo doll?
No. What was the line that you gave to the therapist?
No.
And then what did the therapist say as Roz?
I don't know. It probably had something to do with the fact that I was trying to get out of being blamed for something.
Okay. Therapy, I don't know what's happened at therapy, man, but therapy is not supposed to be easy. Therapy is not supposed to be where you go and find a friend. Therapy is supposed to be tough, where you take responsibility
for
your own
stuff.
Dude,
it is tough. I have to look at stick Roz in the eye.
No. Your therapist is setting you up like some kind of victim, like you've been victimized in all of this. No,
which makes me think that Maury maybe didn't tell the truth.
Of course Maury didn't tell the truth.
Why would I do that?
What, ruin everything?
What the hell was that?
So yeah, voodoo dolls work.
This is Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
This is Mackenzie. How are you?
Good. What's going on, Mackenzie?
Yeah, so a staff member at work has a voodoo doll hidden in her little office.
Uh-huh. A voodoo doll of who, though?
Another staff member.
Oh, okay.
And he plays baseball.
Yeah.
And he has injuries that match where the pins are.
Oh, shit.
Get out of here. Come on now. You freaking liar. Yeah.
No. He's plagued with injuries.
So somebody that you work with has a voodoo doll of another coworker, and this person, took pins and stuck it all throughout the voodoo doll, and now this person who the voodoo doll is of plays baseball and has injuries in the same space, like the same spots that these pins went into on the voodoo doll?
Well, they have a little bit of a rivalry, and we believe it's him, right? And because it matches up. It makes sense.
Like injuries where?
Like shoulder, knees, back. Like the guy's not old. He's getting all the injuries.
Okay.
Just saying. Just correlation.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Dude, don't tell me. I can't deal with somebody thinking the voodoo dolls are...
I don't know about this one.
I don't know if I can deal with this. Have you told anybody else this? Have you tried to convince anybody else in your office that you believe in voodoo dolls?
No, we all are... It's like a joke around the office, but this is the...
But it's a joke, or it's a joke that you sort of believe?
Let's be real. No.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
No worries. Have a good one.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Rob?
It's March break. I was thinking that traffic was going to be decent this week, but it still sucks.
Really? Huh?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's still... there's not really much of a difference.
You have to take into consideration that for the most part during rush hour, there's not a lot of kids driving.
Yeah, I know.
Right? It's not like
there's a lot of parents who are usually off because their kids are off.
Yeah, it's March break, I'll tell you. March break is a real screw over. I never thought about this when I was younger, but March break is a real screw over for parents because to take a full week off, because unless you want to put your kid in a camp or the kid's old enough where they can stay at home alone, but when you have that sort of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old,
yeah,
somebody's got to be home for the week.
Yeah.
If your kid doesn't want to go to camp, somebody has to be home for the week. You got to burn a week's vacation. And what's a normal amount of vacation time that somebody gets? Say you've worked in a job for like 5, 6 years, three weeks,
Maury
says. Yeah. Right. So what is...
For 5, 6 years, probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So let's say you got a job 5, 6 years, right? So you got to burn a week in March, and then what? No time over summer. Maybe you use that the rest of it over Christmas holidays.
Yeah, you're gonna have to burn a week of it for the kids during summer at
At some point.
Because they're off for 2 weeks at Christmas.
It's really crazy. March break is a real screw over for a lot of parents, man. It's really difficult. We're in a very fortunate situation where, we have Mocha and I work the hours that we do, and Catherine is a photographer, so she can sort of, you know, tailor her schedule to work around Roxy and to work around me, more importantly. But even still, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. She couldn't book any jobs this week.
Yeah.
You know, during the day.
Yeah.
It gets March break. Sure. March break is a real screw over, and I know kids love it. Like, kids love March break, right?
Of course.
Oh, my
God. You stay up late. You sleep in late.
Yeah.
My boys aren't in school yet, and my wife is, she's still off. She hasn't really gone back to work. She's working part-time right now.
Yeah.
But she really just works evenings and weekends because when I can be home. But once they go to school, we're still trying to figure out, because when their vacation time is, if she can't take time off, then we've got to figure out what to do with them. And
it's tough.
Yeah, It's
tough.
Up in the air.
Yeah. How old's your kid?
My oldest will be 3 in May.
And your youngest?
He's turned 1 in December.
So they're not in daycare, right? Your wife's at home?
No, my wife's at home.
Yeah, daycare.
She doesn't
so
have
expensive.
A career per se, so right. We said, why pay the money for daycare to have a stranger raise our kids?
Well, they're not raising your kids. I sing the praises of daycare for specific reasons, and that is it acclimatizes your kids to being around other kids.
I agree with that 100%, because my children are monsters.
You need to get your kids used to being around other kids and being around adults all the time, as great as it is. And you're like, oh my God, I'm with my kid and there's not strangers. It's not the daycare workers that they have to be around. It's other children that they have to be around. They have to know how to play with other kids.
We've started putting them in, they're in dance class now swimming, and we're getting them into all kinds of lessons.
But you need to do something that's a little less structured.
Yeah.
Like, you need to put them in something that is just lets kids go wild and like hit each other and stuff like that. It's very important.
Like Fight Club.
Fight Club. Yeah. Like, you need to go you need to find a Fight Club. I know Mocha has one in his neighborhood. I don't know where you live.
Hey,
but
listen, Mocha's
already
got
it set up. My
kid goes
to
the gym twice a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every Tuesday and Thursday. He's up in the gym.
Yeah. Well, let's not say gym, like he's going, he's like pulling reps.
Wow, listen.
Your kid's not getting swole.
If his father's dream for him is to become the WWE heavyweight champ one day.
That's true.
Training starts now.
That's true. Yeah, that's
nice.
True.
You know, Mocha, my boys are going to be tag team champs.
Sick. Thank you so much, Rob.
All right, guys.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
On Friday, it was the 21st anniversary of the death of Biggie.
True, yeah.
Before there was Biggie, there was Craig Mack.
Yeah, so explain to me who Craig Mack is.
Craig Mack was signed to Diddy's Bad Boy label.
Okay.
And was legit the first artist on that label and released music first. The iconic Flavinier. And then Biggie came out, or Puff signed Big, and marketed the two of them together. But Biggie was the more
marketable, sure,
the bigger artist. And Puff kind of took Biggie in that lane and was like, okay, me and you, we're going to go. Yeah. Hey, Craig Mack, still do your thing. And we're still going to release your music. And don't worry, I'll get to you.
Yeah, but he's not first tier anymore.
He was not first tier.
Right.
But when this song came out, of course, he was first tier.
Yeah. When was this?
It was like 94.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why I bring this up is because I read this morning, Craig Mack, at 46 years old, died.
Oh, Jesus.
Of heart failure.
How do you die of 46 at heart failure, man?
And they were working. One thing I didn't know about is that remember 2 years ago when Puffy put together that big Bad Boy 25th anniversary reunion concert?
Yeah.
And they like toured the globe. They came here to Toronto.
Yeah.
And like everyone that was on that record label showed up on stage.
Right.
He asked Craig Mack to be a part of the tour, and Craig Mack said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he say no?
At some point in Craig Mack's life, he stepped away from music and got like real heavy into religion, into the church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then when Puffy was like, hey, man, I'm doing this big tour. I'm bringing the entire squad back together.
Yeah.
You know, you being the first one signed to Bad Boy, the artist, the first one.
And you wouldn't do it.
I want you to join me on this tour that's going to hit, you know, multiple cities around the world.
Yeah.
And Craig Mack was like, nope.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So when did he stop making music? Because he's not like,
you have to remember, like, periodically throughout the 90s, he was releasing stuff and like early 2000s, but
okay,
it was like,
because this ain't my world, right? I don't know.
The last,
I'm hearing the name Craig Mack for the first time this morning.
Yeah, like the first quote unquote new song I heard from Craig Mack,
yeah,
was maybe 2001.
Really? Also, Craig, not a very, I would never guess that to be a rapper name.
Craig?
Yeah, you know,
like, I guess, that, like, but it was like, that was the 90s, man. You could release an album and still, if your first name was Craig,
yeah,
you would still use it. You wouldn't shy away from it.
No, but I would say that as a rapper, you have to be very confident in your abilities to release tracks under the name Craig.
Yeah, but he had the word Mac followed up.
No, I know, but still. Right? I know, but still. But Craig, like, there's nobody in that world who has a regular sort of name that they use.
Right. That would be like if 50 Cent came out and was like, I'm using my real name, which is Curtis.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to release a song called, you know, Guns Go Out.
Yeah.
When the guns come out. Yeah. He actually does have a song called Guns
Come
Out.
Sure. But 50 knew that Curtis wasn't going to cut it.
I'm not going
to had to be
release
50 Cent.
A song called Guns Come Out.
Right.
With the first name Curtis.
Right. You
released
know,
by Curtis.
It was years later before Diddy even went by Sean.
Yeah. And that was because of his clothing line.
That was because of his clothing line. Yeah.
And you could brush that off. You could be like, what? It's a cool name. It's not my real name.
100%. You know, but back in the day, Diddy was not going to be releasing those tracks under Sean.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Like Curtis and
he
Sean.
He had to go through multiple AKAs before, you know, he got to Sean.
Yeah, like
he was like Puffy, Puff Daddy.
Exactly. Like nobody ever said, oh my God, I'm so pissed. And you're like, what's the matter, dude? He's like, ugh, tried all morning, man. I just couldn't get tickets to see Curtis and Sean. You know?
Yeah, that tour sold out. That tour sold out quick.
Yeah, like Craig. I applaud the guy for using for going by Craig, but it's
sucks,
a shame,
man.
He's passed.
At 46 years old, yeah, the late Craig Mack
has
passed away. Flav in your ear.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So, March break. No kids. It's a world without kids. No kids listening today. All sleeping.
They'll wake up at 1 this afternoon.
You want to do kid riddles, though, more?
Oh, wow.
Damn it, Maury, come on in here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love kid riddles, man.
Even on March break?
Even on March break, we'll do kid riddles.
Sure. You got to keep those brains working.
I'm going through some of these here, and they go from very easy to, like, super difficult.
So now, when you say kid, real is there, like, an age range?
Yeah, I would say these.
Or grade?
Yeah, geez. I'm going to guess around grade, like, 4 and 5.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm going to guess.
All right.
Some of them a little bit younger. Some of them a little bit younger. So here's riddle one, Maury. You can feel free to guess as well, Mocha. You're good at these. There was a competition where the contestants had to hold something. At the end of the event, the winner was a person with no arms and no legs. What did the contestants have to hold to win?
Their breath.
Mocha?
Read it again.
There was a competition where the contestants had to hold something. At the end of the event, the winner was a person who had no arms and no legs. What did the contestants have to hold in order to win?
A stick?
A stick? How's a man with no arms and no legs going to hold a stick?
With his mouth.
Oh, good, like a dog.
Yeah.
Right. That'd be weird. I'd walk into that room and walk right back out again.
Like, no,
I don't know what is going on in here. No, the correct answer is your breath, Maury.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. Riddle number two. It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year.
Oh,
what is it?
I know this one.
Maury, so hold on. Say it again.
It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year.
Time.
No. Time happens once a minute. Time happens twice in 1 week. Time. I don't know how you talk that one through.
Oh, man, I've heard this one before.
It happens once in a minute. Yeah, twice in a week and once in a year. What is it?
Once in a minute, twice in a week, once in a year.
Yeah.
Once
minute. We haven't even hit when I said they get really hard. By
once
the way,
once in a minute, twice in a week.
It happens once in a minute.
Yeah.
Twice in a week.
Yeah. And once in a year. What is it?
Oh, come on. It is.
Once in a minute. What happens once in a minute?
What happens once in a minute, Maury? Twice in a week and
like
once in a year.
Every minute or like, the you know, whenever a minute happens once in a while?
No,
like, are we talking about a specific minute or
time.
Like every minute?
It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year. What is it?
Oh, man. I don't know. You what
give,
is it?
You give up? Maury?
It's not birthday.
It's not birthday. And nor is it sausage, because that makes just as much sense as birthday.
Sausage. Okay, what is it? What is it?
The letter E.
Man. Twice in a week. Oh, because E-E.
Yeah.
Year, and then once you said once in a year, Y-E-A,
yeah. Yeah, okay, thanks, Maury. Okay, okay, Maury, here we go. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Divide 110 into two parts so that one will be 150% of the other. What are the two numbers?
Jesus, what? This is a kid riddle? Come on. Written by who? Stephen Hawking?
Okay, you want me to move on to the next one?
Yes.
Okay, the numbers are 44 and 66, by the
way.
Who'd
get that?
Okay.
Bro.
Okay. Remember when I said they get harder?
That's what she said.
Okay. Okay, Maury, here, let's try this one. You get a pen, Maury. You're going to need a pen for this.
I'm going to need a pen.
Here, sweetheart, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I am a three-digit number.
Okay.
My tens digit is five more than my ones digit. My hundreds digit is eight less than my tens digit. What number am I?
I am a three-digit number, you said. Like 100, 200, 250, something like that.
Yes. Okay. I am a three-digit number.
Okay.
Do you know where the tens digit is, Maury?
The middle one.
Okay. Yes. Do you know where the ones digit is?
The last one.
Yes. And the hundreds digit?
Is the first one here.
Okay. Correct.
Now, what are my tens and ones and ones?
My tens digit is five more than my ones digit.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
My hundreds digit is eight less than my tens digit. What number
eight
am
less
I?
Than my tens digit. And oh, can you just go back one more second? My tens digit is five more, you said?
What's that?
You said my tens digit is five more.
Okay. My tens digit is five more than my ones digit.
Okay.
My hundreds digit is eight less than my tens digit. What number am I?
Oh, got it.
This is tough, man.
No, easy. Listen, when your dad's an accountant like mine,
yeah,
Bert.
True. Yeah, come on now. That's like, you know, somebody who grew up with a father who plays pro baseball and you're really good in gym.
Yeah.
Okay? Not fair.
Come on, Maury.
Not fair. You get access to
hurry up. We
got to
go.
I'm minus 356.
Minus
356.
Actually, before I give my answer, I would love for you to explain your work.
Sorry. Minus 350. Minus 350.
Show your
because
work.
Five is five more than zero, and minus three is eight less than five.
Okay.
So I have minus 350.
Okay.
Not wrong.
Wow.
Very wrong.
Very wrong.
The answer, David Maury, is 194.
Wow. Yeah, that is 100% correct.
But so is minus 350.
No, it's not. Maury, how many times can you subtract the number 5 from 25?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 5.
Incorrect.
How many times can you subtract? 1!
Oh!
Because there's an actual 5 in it.
What?
Huh?
Because you said 25, right?
Yes. How many times can you subtract the number 5 from 25?
1, because there's only 1 5 in 25. Like, the actual physical 5 is in the 5.
You should have just not said anything after you said the answer is 1.
How many times can you subtract 5 from 25?
1.
But what is your reasoning for this again?
Mocha said not to tell you.
No. I would like you to show your work. Always show your work,
okay,
they said.
So here's a 25. Like, I wrote 25.
Yeah, I see that. I could also write 25.
Yeah, so there's a physical 5 there.
Right.
So I can physically remove that 5.
Okay. But
so
how
once.
Many times can you subtract 5 from 25?
1.
Why?
Because it's physically there.
Come on, man.
Uh, 5 times.
No, you're right. It is one, but I'm just...
I don't know why it's one. I thought it was one because it's written in the thing.
The reason it's one is because as soon as you subtract 5 from 25...
It's no longer 25.
Correct.
So in theory, I'm right.
No, that's the right answer. But not because there's a physical 5 is not the right answer. Let me do one more. Let's talk about balls.
Okay.
B-A-L-L-S.
Thank you, Maureen.
How many times can you spell balls in 1 minute?
Okay, there are a mix, Maury, of red balls, green balls, and blue balls, all in a bag.
Yeah.
The total number of balls is 60. There are 4 times as many red balls as green balls, and 6 more blue balls than green balls. How many balls of each color are there?
4 times more red, you said?
Yes. There's a total. How many balls do you got, Maureen?
60.
60 balls. Mm-hmm. There are 4 times as many red balls as green balls.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 more blue balls than green balls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many different colors? Like yes. How many reds how and many, blues and greens?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's 6 more blues.
There's
4 times more red.
Right. Than green. There's 60 balls total.
So if I have 60 balls.
Yeah.
But there's 4 times more of the red ones.
Correct.
So I'm going to go. So you have.
Yeah. Okay.
6.
And Maureen, when you give these 3 numbers, man, if they don't all add up to 60, I'm gonna be so disappointed because I can't go that basic with the question.
I really want you to explain your work too.
Okay, so we have that's gonna be a second. I'm just gonna put to 6 there. So yeah. There's more balls. So then,
okay.
Hold on. So first, we're gonna go with if there's 60 balls. So I'm gonna go with it's 4 times more. So this is gonna be 10, and this is going to be
oh my god,
4.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah. Keep going.
That's 50.
So yeah.
30.
Yeah. 10. Keep going.
Okay, I have 66 balls.
Hold on. So you changed the number of balls under the bag?
Okay, Maury.
No. Hold on. Just, okay. So hold on. 25, 20.
To recap here, the total number of balls is 60.
So there are 24 red, 10 green, and 6 blue.
Does that equal?
That's 60.
24 plus 10.
24 plus 10 plus 6.
So 24 plus 10 is what?
24 plus 10 is 20 is 34.
Plus.
Nope. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Yes.
You got to check your math on your math.
I know, but there's pressure, man.
Okay. Again, to recap, the total number of balls is 60. There are 4 times as many red balls as green balls and 6 more blue balls than green balls. How many balls of each color are there? How many blue balls are there, Maury?
So there are 6 blue balls.
Okay.
There is 54 red balls,
okay.
10 green.
Okay, so add that number up now.
60.
No, add that number up.
Sorry, say that again. Start
54.
54 plus.
No, hold on.
I think you just changed the answer to 70.
There are 44 red balls.
Okay.
There is 10 green balls and 6 blue balls.
No, incorrect.
But at 60.
Hey, do you want me to ask you a much easier question?
Yeah.
Maury, name 3 numbers that all equal 60.
3 numbers that all equal. So 44, 10, and 6.
Right, okay. Seems like a much easier riddle. That's a much easier riddle, I think. No, the answer is there are 36 red balls.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I had 30 at one point.
Okay, there's 9 green balls.
And I had 10.
Because there's 4 times more
that doesn't mean
red
anything
balls
to
than
me.
Green balls.
Sure.
Okay, and then that leaves 15 blue balls.
I was so on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
They say that stress is contagious.
Oh, I believe
it. Fully agree with. Fully.
Yeah, for sure.
Now is not the time to come in here, Maury.
You can stress the man out.
I'm in a great mood.
When he gets stressed, I get stressed.
I don't need to catch what you got. Yeah, no, they say that stress is contagious.
Of course it is.
Actually medically, or just if somebody's stressed and you see them stressed, it's just going to stress you?
Well, what winds up happening is that if you're around stressed people, you're in a stressful situation, which then messes with your brain, which then stresses you out as well.
I don't know if it's sort of, it's some bodily sort of term or something.
Oh, no, it's not like if you rub up against somebody who's stressed, you're all of a sudden going to be stressed.
I caught the stress.
Yeah, like it's not. It doesn't,
go wash your hands with soap or else you're going to spread the stress.
Like, does it boil your melatonin or something?
Your melatonin? What is a melatonin?
Where is that? More, is that in your butt?
Is that a, what is melatonin?
I thought it was some bodily fluid.
Bodily fluid, melatonin.
No?
Like, in what way? Like, where would the melatonin be?
Like, in your brain.
What does it do?
Like, it sort of helps your brain flow.
It regulates stress?
Yeah, like, it sort of, I guess it sort of, it's the pressure fluid between your brain and the skull. There's pressure fluid that causes the stress. Stress, more or less, is it not just boiled fluid?
I.e. melatonin.
Melatonin.
Yeah, no?
You might be right.
I'm pretty sure.
You're not right. No, okay.
Just out of curiosity, how would you spell melatonin?
M-E-L-T-O-U-S-H-I-N-E.
Okay,
so shine?
Okay, no.
So the E is silent.
No. He didn't even get to melatonin. Hold on here. That sounds like where Aquaman's from. Melatonin. Okay, Maury, spell melatonin again.
Okay, yeah. M-E-L.
Yeah?
T-W-O-S-H.
Now you're changing up the spelling?
I'm having a regroup.
Okay, so go ahead.
M-E-L.
M-E-L.
M-E-L-E-T-W-O.
E-T-W-O.
S-H-I-N-E.
S-H-I-N-E.
Melatonin?
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Oh, the melatonin. Now I understand.
Sounds like a suburb of Mississauga. Melatonin?
I'd like to thank the great people of Melatonin coming out to lend their support to my campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning.
Oh, man, we've taken over Melatonin?
Melatonin will be great again.
Oh my God, you've officially gone off the rails, bro.
All right, anyway, there you go. Stress is contagious.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I go on Facebook all the time, right?
Oh, congratulations.
And on my phone. Thank you, because I'm old.
I can't remember the last time I checked Facebook.
I check every day for the on this day.
Yeah, and I go through, and there's the little sort of house that's in the middle of your icon bar on the bottom. I don't know what it is.
That means home.
Home.
To go home.
No, it's not.
Like to no home, like the home page.
No, it's not, because it takes me to the shopping area. What's it called? Like the marketplace?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where people sell some real weird stuff, man. I was like, there's a lot of people in this city selling tires.
Oh, snap. Look at this.
But does it go with what you last searched
for? No, man, because
no,
I just certainly did not search for artificial grass and tires.
This is top picks in your area.
Yeah.
Within the net. So go through yours. Oh, yeah, shoot. Right? Even online.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's a lot of tires. Like a lot of
people
tires.
People trying to unload some like winter tires, maybe?
I don't know what it is. And
but
then
don't
like
scroll too much. You might get too tired.
Oh, dude, look at this.
And then, yeah.
Did you see this one? All this cologne?
Yeah.
For 35
exactly.
bucks?
Exactly. Yeah, $35 for 8 bottles of cologne. What a deal. And then there is a one-piece thongback ladies bathing suit right under a fridge full of frozen meat.
Oh man! Oh, but damn! Somebody's selling a full-out house.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I had no idea that this many people were selling tires. Is there really that big of a market for tires? Used tires?
The season springs right around the corner, I guess. Right. So
look at this. Damn it, Maury! For only $2,000, you can get an 05 Jaguar.
Oh wow!
Lots of plus-size lingerie. You go, girl. Look at that. But yeah, I had no idea that this existed. And then I started dipping into it the other day. And there's a lot of like exocycles and stuff like that people found in their mom's basements, I guess, from the 80s.
My family has this one, this inversion table.
What's an inversion table?
It's one where you lie down and it's supposed to activate your abs.
Yeah.
And you just like swing back and forth.
It's like a table?
It's like, I think it's like a table where you flip upside down, like you hang almost, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so not like a dining room table.
No. It's a piece of workout equipment.
Oh.
It's like old school.
Mocha's mom lying on a dining room table.
Yeah, flipped upside down. Hey.
Hey, that's my mother. I know. The lady's a saint.
Couldn't resist.
Stop it.
Couldn't resist. there's some lingerie on here that I think that maybe you might.
Bruh.
What?
Okay.
What?
What have I been saying for the past 8 years that we need in the Kiss 92.5 studio?
Oh, I know exactly. You have had to put lists of gear for engineers that work here on everything that you would want for the past, I would say, 8 years. And on the top of your list of must-haves for the studio, always number one on that list is a Bowflex.
Right.
Right.
Look at this.
What? Somebody selling a Bowflex? There you go. There's our Bowflex.
$100.
Yeah. See? There you go. But who knew that this existed? Have you ever been on this more?
No.
No, neither have I.
It's best I stay away.
Man, you can get a toy pair of ladies' camel pants on here, too.
Look at those. Super toy.
I'm down.
Yeah. Yo, okay, hold up.
Nobody I could buy a children's snowmobile and a toy pair of ladies' camel pants. And you buy the Bowflex, and that's the weekend, bro.
Dude, that 2018 has been made. Kiss 92.5, this is Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
It's Sanam calling.
Sanam, what's going on?
Can we guys please acknowledge the pun that was just said about the tire? Don't scroll down, you might get tired.
Oh, God. Okay,
that was hilarious.
Come on in. Somebody wants to acknowledge your pun.
We heard it. We just chose to ignore it.
Yes.
And move on with the conversation.
I was laughing, and you guys just changed the subject. Yeah. It was so funny.
Could you even just laugh at something?
Well,
I know, right?
No, because sometimes I think that these things are just better served for the audience, right? I think that, like...
Or...
Yeah, but at least acknowledge it.
Or are you tired of my puns?
See, she doesn't even like it.
Yeah. See?
She's calling to defend you. No, sometimes I think that when you drop a pun like that, I think that those are for the audience. I think that those are for the people listening. I think that we are better served to just continue on with what we're doing.
Yeah, but it can't hurt to just laugh at my satire.
But I don't find it funny, though.
Like there was...
Oh, yeah, your satire.
Like, you know?
Oh, my God. See, I just missed another one. You got any more tire puns?
No, I'm too tired.
No?
No.
You're just too tired.
You're just digging yourself a hole now.
One more.
No, but I like when I just sort of like just put them out there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like when I have to be put on the spot.
No. I'm fine with it. Nobody cares that you drop puns all the time, but when we don't acknowledge it, you get upset and walk out of the room. We don't have to acknowledge it. I think that when somebody like you on the phone recognizes a well-placed pun, that's the win in this situation. It's not recognition from us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
It's a little ha, you know?
It's just a little ha. Yeah. Nobody has ever said that, by the way.
I love it.
Nobody has ever referred to a joke as just a little ha.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's too tired of a joke.
Oh, my God. That was such a good pun.
There you go. Sanam, thank you very much for calling in.
Pun, though.
Take care.
Thanks for the recognition, Roz. I appreciate you, bro.
Hey.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The question on Twitter was, I love when these little things take off.
That's what she said.
What if the last thing you texted was what goes on your tombstone?
Oh, no.
What if the last thing you texted is what goes on your tombstone? And some of the answers that people had submitted is your present is here. did you eat my chicken enchiladas? what if I die from floor ice cream toxins?
Get out of here.
Or somebody else submitted, I'll be up soon.
On their tombstone, imagine.
On your tombstone. Maury, let me see your phone. What's the last thing you texted?
Oh, no. I was going to find anything.
Don't start deleting stuff. Hold on here. No.
Yeah, stop swiping. Oh, no.
The last thing Maury texted was, in the lobby, smiley face. So embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Super embarrassing. What's the last thing you texted?
My wife texted me this morning and said, love you so much, babe. And I replied, love you too, honey. And then I, like a bunch of kissy face emojis.
Oh, so your tombstone would be great.
So my tombstone would be so lit.
Oh, I love you, honey. The last thing I texted was to you this morning at 6:43, where I wrote you, did someone named K Flex really make an album called Wash Your Ass?
Hilarious. Also, the answer is yes.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. I just wanted to call and let you know that, damn it, Maury is the man, and he's the guy that makes your show so listenable.
Shut up. You know that I had to look through the window right now to make sure that this wasn't actually Maury putting on an accent?
You know what, Ross?
I did the exact same thing.
Second, Maury's the man, and
shut
you have
up.
To just admit that.
Why
how
you,
can you look yourself
trolling?
In the mirror
oh, stop it.
And not accept that?
Stop
who is
it.
This?
Who is this?
I'm just a fan, a listener.
What's your name?
My name's Sean.
Sean. What's your real name,
yeah.
Sean?
Sean.
Okay. How do you spell that?
S-H-A-W-N.
Okay, that's the weird way.
Yes.
So why do you like Dammit Maury so much? So much so that you'd
hilarious.
Like take time out of your day, pick up the phone, call us.
Yeah, because you know what? He doesn't get enough credit, and I'm all for supporting the underdog.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Dammit Maury gets the most shine on the Roz and Mocha
yeah,
show.
Exactly.
The
you guys
most.
Should then rename it to the Maury Roz and Mocha show.
Yeah. You can't even say it. That's the
MRM.
Yeah, MRM. Yeah, because that's a marketable name. Maury, would you like to come in here? And where are you from?
From Oakville.
No, originally.
England.
Okay.
Oh, I'm from
yeah.
England, too.
Okay. Sean from England, please meet Maury from England.
Sean, where are you from in England?
I'm from the Queen's neighborhood in Kensington.
Oh, Kensington. I thought you were going to talk about Buckingham Village.
Oh, yes. That is a splendid place.
Oh,
yes.
It's raving right now with the wedding plans.
What is there yes, to do yes. In that area, Dammit Maury?
Wait, for breakfast, you can always go for some bangers and mash.
Where? What's the hot spot?
Oh, the hot spot is my favorite restaurant is Jilly's.
But why not go for high tea? High tea is where it's at.
Oh, yeah, days, where would you go for high tea? Name a specific
wedding.
Place and the nearest intersection that would be at in England. Dammit Maury, go
oh,
ahead.
It's the Hotel du Jour.
Okay.
It is the Palace... The Palace Hotel.
Okay.
At the corner at the corner of what
the
and
corner
what?
Of what and what?
The corner of Buckingham and Palace.
So, oh, which bus goes by there again?
The number
decker?
Two.
Okay. Yeah, he's so you love. I know why you love Maury, because he's just so quick on his feet.
He speaks the truth. He is the truth.
Okay.
He is the truth.
Sean from England. Thank you.
Stop trolling, dude.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Have you ever been in a situation where you thought that you were alone? And maybe you start just doing stuff, thinking that nobody's like looking, or you start saying stuff, maybe you start talking to yourself real, real loud and thinking that nobody else is around and you can do that because nobody else is around.
Yeah. I usually walk into public bathrooms and when I walk into public bathrooms, I will usually walk in really, really quietly. So if there is somebody in there who is alone, they still feel that they're alone. And
like
then I get to listen.
Oh, no. That's so weird. So this girl, there's a video going around right now.
Yeah.
And this is in the States. This girl thought that she was on, I don't know if this was early morning or late night, but she was on a train.
Yeah.
Like a subway. And she thought she was the only one on the entire car. And she pulls out her phone and starts singing.
Okay.
About being alone on this train.
Sure.
And you watch a video and you're like, yeah, you were totally alone.
I'm on a train by myself. Nobody's on the train with me. It's just me, and nobody in the seat. I put my butt in the seat, cause it's just me. And this is my stop, short video. Gonna get off the train that I'm on alone. Gonna pick up my bag that's sitting in the seat. On the train, cause it's just me. Off of Francisco. Oh my God, I just realized there's another person on this train. You have a good day. There's someone else on the train. Have a good night.
You watch the video, you can see like way, 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 way on the opposite end of where she
God.
Was. There's
yeah.
a guy just sitting in the corner,
yeah.
like just minding his own business.
Right. And of course he said nothing because you don't want to ruin it.
Absolutely
right?
not.
And it's more embarrassing for you at that point, right?
Because yeah. what are you going to say? Okay, you're not the only one on the
right.
train.
Like, you don't
I'm
wanna,
here too.
You don't want to ruin it for her.
I'm on a train by my myself. Nobody's on the train with me. It's
No, there was another guy sitting on that train.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
How happy are you?
Very.
Do you feel happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a great job. You're my best friend.
That's true.
I got a banging wife. My kid is the cutest ever.
So
I love my life.
The annual list came out of what the happiest countries in the world are. And they rank them on such this. So there's 117 nations that they go through different factors like social support and corruption, life expectancy. And from that, they determine the happiness of the individuals who live in those countries.
Uh-huh.
So number one on the list this year, Mocha.
Canada?
Number one on the list.
Please don't say USA.
No. No, USA's way down at like 14, bro.
As it should be.
Are you ready for it?
Okay. Is it Mexico? No.
No,
is it
Finland. Oh. Number two on the list?
Paris?
No, Norway.
Oh. Where's Canada?
Number three on the list?
It's us, Canada.
No,
top
Denmark.
Three.
Number four on the list of the happiest countries in the world? Here we go. Say it.
Canada.
No, Iceland. Number five on the list? Switzerland. Six on the list?
Is it us?
Netherlands.
Let me guess. Seven is not us. Eight is not us.
No, seven is us. Seven. Oh. Yeah, we are apparently the seventh happiest people in the world. That, to me, that's nothing.
Actually, listen. Top ten. We're top ten.
We're top ten, but still, okay. Number seven.
We're better than the USA, though.
We are. Okay, but that's not a big achievement these days. But number seven, happiest people in the world. Damn it, Maury went out to talk to you guys about that last night. I would say nothing really much to celebrate. Number seven, yay.
Woo! Seventh place. Yes. Yes, seventh place. How awesome is that?
That's pretty great for around the entire world. That's not bad at all.
Let's cheer together. Woo!
Seven! That's great. That's wonderful. I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't be. But I feel like we could be a little bit higher up in there.
And that's the question. What do we need to do more or less of to beat this next year?
Maybe once weed is legalized in Ontario, maybe everyone will be happier then.
Yes, true.
Yeah, so we'll see how that, you know, turns out.
We came in seventh. How great is that?
Doesn't sound too great, but I guess if you were comparing it to all the countries in the world, it makes sense that seventh is a good number.
We're number seven. Time to celebrate.
Yay!
Oh, man.
So, how do you feel that we're amongst the seventh happiest people in the world?
I think we should be higher. Uh-huh. I think in general we're pretty happy people in the city.
I agree.
Okay, so but what do we need to do more of or less of to do better next year?
I guess not be so serious, just enjoy life and, you know, live it up, like, you know. Go see your friends, family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, shouldn't always be about careers, right? Should have fun.
How are you going to celebrate tonight that we're seventh happiest country?
Oh, shine on.
Practice your cheers to Canada for me right now.
Way to go, Canada.
Number seven. How awesome is that?
It's pretty sad, actually. I thought we'd be number one.
But how does it feel to be, I mean, amongst the seventh happiest people of the world?
I feel like now he forced us to feel more happier than we actually are, especially in this cold now.
Yeah.
But it feels good, though.
Okay, what do we need to do more of or less of to do better next year?
Maybe laugh more at America with Trump.
Oh, how does it feel that Norway and Denmark beat us?
Oh, Norway got, like, everyone has a Tesla there, so I get why they're happy there. That makes more sense.
What would make you happier?
If I got Tinder Plus for free and I can swipe easily.
Yeah!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A conversation that I have in my house all the time is how bewildered my girlfriend Catherine is that guys don't wipe after they go number one.
Huh?
She thinks that guys should wipe after you go pee.
No, you don't.
I know. But she thinks that you should.
A waste paper.
Yeah. She thinks that you should wipe. She thinks that there's always going to be like a little bit of pee there and you should wipe.
No.
Because girls wipe after they go pee. We know
you
that.
You have to, yeah.
People are freaking out over this woman. She's from the South. I don't know where exactly from the South, but she's come up with a solution to, one, excess toilet paper use, and to the problem of, I guess, thin, cheap toilet paper. So she's developed something, which is the most Southern name for anything I've ever heard, something called family cloths. And what
sounds gross already.
What family cloths
are, I don't know if I want to know,
are in the bathroom for the ladies.
Yeah.
after a number one. So let me know if you could pitch this to your wife, Jenna, and she would be into it.
Okay.
The idea is that there's a stack of reusable cloths in the bathroom, but also a small little hamper.
What?
And so you use the cloth once and then put it in the hamper to be rewashed and used again.
No.
No?
No.
You don't think?
Absolutely not.
No? Okay, no. Here. So listen to this woman here. Listen to this woman here.
These are my family cloths. As you can see, they look clean. I just washed them. These things are a year old. A year later, I am not offended. These things have been a lifesaver. A family cloth is what you use for when you go to the bathroom for the wet stuff.
Yeah.
Just saying. The poopy, you can still use your toilet paper. It actually saves you, in the long run, lots of toilet paper throughout the year. This has been something I have used for 1 year religiously to see how I liked it. And they hold up so well. And granted, these are flannel pillowcases. And I'm going to tell you, I had to use toilet paper while I was on my trip to Tennessee. And believe me, toilet paper for wet stuff is just so thin. You have to use so much of it. This, I have gotten so used to. It's just awesome. I wash these like every 3 to 4 days for a year. And you can't tell they've even been hurt. There's no stains. There's no scent. So you can use anything you want, but the flannel works really, really well, and baby receiving blankets are perfect, or old flannel sheets. If you have flannel sheets that you have in the closet, or you find them at a secondhand store for little or nothing, cut them up and do this. And this is just like the most excellent way to save money on toilet paper.
Okay, love, we get it.
Family cloths.
Family clause. If how, like, I don't, I, to me, it would just seem very inappropriate and sad if when your son Cruz gets a little older, if you suggested to Jenna that she cut up his baby blankets.
Yeah, no.
To use to wipe her butt.
Come on, you don't really love your child at that
you
point.
Don't love
but
your
does
child.
Family cloth, what about if guests come over? Are they also using your family cloths?
Yes.
So when you wash what they've done, it then goes back into the new pile?
I don't think you would put a family cloth, like, in the guest bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Like, when guests come over.
So the guests get privileged to be able to use the paper?
Well, yeah, because you're not having guests over at the house all the time. It's not like they're showing up single day.
Well, yeah, I don't think you could ask a guest to use
a piece of
flannel bed sheet that you've cut into tiny little squares and wipe your butt with for a year.
And you have to ask your guests before they go to the washroom. You have to ask your guests one or two. Right? And then they have to say, well, number one, weirdo. And then you have to respond by saying, there's a little basket of
cut up cloths.
Of cut up baby blankets.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if I can have people over and say, hey, the washroom, first door on the left. Listen, number two, feel free to use the toilet paper. Number one, use the t-shirt on the counter.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Maury, what time is your flight today?
Stop it.
What time are you heading over to Pearson?
Why? What are you talking about?
You're dressed today as if you're about to catch you're about to board a plane for like a 6 to 8 hour flight.
Because I'm wearing a comfortable hoodie.
No, I think he looks like a little league coach. Because you're wearing a hoodie and a baseball hat today. I've never seen you in all the years we've worked together. You've never worn a baseball hat.
Well,
to
I wore
work.
A baseball cap yesterday. This is the family hat.
What does that mean?
It's the hat Matthew and I share. Like, if he needs to go to the grocery store and doesn't want to do his hair, he'll wear the hat.
Right.
And if I vice versa, then I'll wear the family hat. So it's our shared.
So, like,
family
in your hat. In your house, you could say, "Hey, Matthew, where's the hat?" And he would know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly what I'm talking
wow.
about.
What happens in a situation where you're both going to the grocery store and you both want to wear the hat?
Then one of us has to do our hair.
Right.
Yeah. And let me guess, it's you.
So,
oh no, he'll wear the hat. I'll have to do the hair.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
exactly. What, you think Matthew's going to lose that?
Exactly.
There's no chance
he
of
gets
that.
The family hat.
So why the baseball hat today? And I'm telling you this. You know when you're at work and somebody just shows up in a suit that just never wears a suit.
Yeah.
And it's you don't want to ask because maybe they have a funeral that day. You know, like you never. It's just one. It's a really sort of throws you for a loop when somebody shows up to work wearing something so wildly different than they do any other day. You want to ask, but you don't really want to know.
By
you know?
The way, it's not. not like a typical cool baseball hat. It is a...
It's a designer cap. This is Jay Lindenberg.
It's Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the only item I own from that line.
It's a... Right. It's like a dad... What they would call a dad cap.
I remember one time, Maury and Jay Lindenberg... I'll never forget this. I brought in a... I had a garment bag with me one day, and I had a suit in it. And I dropped it on the table, and Maury saw the hanger sticking out of the top.
Yeah.
And my suit was inside, and Maury looked at it and went, "Oh my God." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You have a Jay Lindenberg hanger?"
Yes.
And I was like, "Yeah, and a suit." But he was so blown away by the hanger. Like, just like, "Oh my God." But
I wore this yesterday because I went record shopping and I didn't want to be recognized. And I saw myself in the mirror. I looked fabulous.
Oh, that is your disguise.
You went incognito.
Yeah, I wanted to just be left alone while looking at the records.
Oh, I got
you. And I got a glimpse of myself in the mirror.
Right.
And I was like, "Damn, I look good."
Oh, okay. So this is the don't hassle me
This is my... This is my weekend leave me alone cap.
Right, so no glasses and then the baseball cap and nobody knows that it's
David
Maury. People
be like, "Ah, that's not him. He doesn't wear a hat. He's not wearing the glasses."
Did anybody recognize you
at
all?
See?
No, okay.
Mission accomplished.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
What is today? Today is... Barbie Day?
What does that mean?
You're a big fan of Barbie, Maury.
I collect Barbies.
It's Rick Steiner's birthday.
Oh, who's that?
The dog-faced gremlin. Wrestler.
Oh.
WWE.
Oh, can you say that like people
actually
know?
Sorry, WCW.
Right.
Okay, but back to Barbie.
Yeah.
They came out with a whole bunch of new Barbies.
I know, I saw that, yeah.
Frida Kahlo and all that stuff. Huh? I guess this week for International Women's Day, they came out with some awesome Barbies. Frida Kahlo, like women who have done something.
Bindi Irwin got a Barbie.
Crocodile
Irwin. Hunter's daughter.
Oh, yeah? For real?
Yeah.
Wait, how old is she now?
She's like 20-something now, I think. Yeah.
No, that little kid?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Bindi Irwin.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
Today is Panic Day.
Oh, my God. What?
It's also National Day of Unplugging, celebrating on the second Friday of March. This day encourages you to unplug, unwind, relax, and do things other than using today's technology, electronics, and social media.
Physically unplug things.
Yeah, no, so it's just unplug. You know what this is, Maury. Like when you always lie to people and say that you've unplugged for the weekend.
I
will be ignoring you for the next 3 days.
I love when Maury does that.
No, I actually unplug by turning my phone off and putting it in the nightstand table.
Yeah.
Man, you're such a liar.
No,
you
serious.
You are such a liar.
No way, man.
Like when I see that, you know, a text message has gone through to Maury and see that's been delivered and that he's read it.
Yeah.
You just because you don't reply, it doesn't mean that you've unplugged.
No, for like when we go on vacation 2 weeks, my phone is off and in the drawer.
Yeah, right. You cannot be away from your phone for like 30 seconds without getting twitchy.
But that's a lot of people though. And I know Maury's just an extreme example of it, but that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of people because it's so rewarding and you know, getting a like on a picture or, you know, an email from some, it's so rewarding. It's more rewarding than most normal things in life for people.
Yeah.
You know, like it really is. It's a rush.
No, there's nothing cooler than scrolling through to see who liked your photo.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And there's absolutely no way that you could go a week without checking in to see who's
liking
your photos.
You should see me after 2 weeks of not checking my photos.
How often, Maury, do you post like a picture of you and Matthew, say like as a couple, right? Where it's like a picture of the two of you in love. You're clearly a couple. And then you're scrolling through to find out who liked it. And then you see that some hot guy liked it. And then you spend more time on his profile than you really should have.
Yeah, every time.
Okay. But is there not a guilt in
that? And then you like 10 of his photos to see if maybe he'll start following you.
Right. But is there not a guilt in that at all or no?
No, should there be?
I don't know. I think.
Why?
I think that, because I think that if you post a picture of you as a couple, right, in like a moment of love, where, and you always write captions like, "This is what love looks like."
Yeah.
Hashtag. You know, but so if you're posting a picture of you and Matthew with, you know, this hashtag, "This is what love looks like," and then that picture leads you down a wormhole. hole of hot guys who are not your husband. Is there no guilt involved in that?
No, because
at all,
I think once each party in the couple follows hot dudes with dogs, muscle jocks. Like once you follow all those accounts,
Is that a real site?
Oh yeah,
muscle jocks.
Yeah, or you know, half the you know personal trainers and stuff like that.
Right.
Then I think that the you know it goes.
Where
out
do
the
you
window.
Spend most of your time? Is it hot dudes with dogs or muscle jocks? I'm just curious.
Hot dudes with dogs.
Okay,
because they're not too abby.
Right. You don't like abs?
No, I love abs, but I don't like too abby.
Well, okay. What is too abby?
Too abby is where it's like where your abs are like eating themselves, where like they're kind of like where it's like you have no stomach.
Where they look
it's,
like teeth.
Where they look like yeah.
Yes.
Where they look like teeth and veiny and stuff. I'm like I can't really rub my hands up and down that.
No.
But and you're never going to. But you never.
So, this is the greatest conversation ever, right?
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Question for you, Maury. Come in here for a sec.
Hit me.
My love.
I'll tell you the truth.
I need the truth.
Okay. Well, that's all I do. That's so all I do.
It's an etiquette question.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah. So when you're at a restaurant, not at home, but when you're at a restaurant, okay, and you're with a group of people, let's say five.
Okay.
Do you wait for everyone's food to come out before you start eating?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Why?
I'm just curious. Maureen?
Do you?
If it's like a bigger group, absolutely. I but it's not like I put any thought into it. It's just like it's just how I was always raised, and I'm used to doing that when you go to people's houses, so it translates into restaurants as well, is that you just wait till everyone's food arrives. Because there's nothing worse than when you order something like a steak that takes longer, and everyone is starting to eat and not waiting for you.
Right.
So it makes sense that you wait for them.
Like, I understand if the food is on its way out and it's only one person is carrying everything. So it's going to be the difference of 30 seconds before somebody's dish comes out. But if there's an issue where what somebody ordered was like a little bit more difficult or like the order screwed up or something like that, I'll just eat.
Sure.
You know?
And because at that point I'd be like, well, it's not your fault.
Right.
I also don't think it applies to appetizers. Because appetizers, like if you're ordering something and it's a small salad or a soup that is going to get cold and your main's still going to come, then I want to start right away because then my main's going to get cold.
But like if I don't care, right? And if my food shows up, or sorry, Roz, if your food shows up and mine doesn't yet, right?
Right.
And if I don't care, and in 100% of the time I do not care, I will say to you, Roz, you know what, man? Just go ahead.
Yeah.
Just start eating.
Yeah, but you gave the verbal confirmation. That's fine.
Yeah,
but
totally.
If you never gave that, the question is, would Roz, without your warning, would he just wait on his own?
Okay, so here's where I'm going to tell you, both of you, that you're liars.
Excuse me?
Okay, this is why you're both liars.
Why?
Okay, first of all, 75% of people say that they wait till everybody has their food.
Yeah.
Okay.
How am I a liar?
Because, you, me, and Maury, right?
Yeah.
We all go out, and Jenna's with us. Damn it, Matthew, Maury, your husband's with us. Catherine's with us. So there's six of us.
But Catherine's sitting beside me, though.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't she?
Matthew's sitting beside you because he likes you more.
Okay, this is getting really twisted. So we all go out pre-key party where we're obviously going to swing. Because that's what you guys want to talk about is swinging for some reason. Okay, so we're all swingers going to get a carb up before we all go back and orgy, right? Obviously.
Why don't you skip the meal?
Okay, so here's why you're both liars, okay? So we all order burgers. Burger fry.
Done.
Okay, your burger fry hits the table first.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You're not taking one fry?
I mean,
that doesn't count as starting.
Yes, it does.
No, to me,
it does.
No, a bite of a burger is a start.
No. You either eat or you don't eat.
But that is
No.
Question number two.
Because I know what you're saying is you're like, do you actually dig in? But people may not dig in, but they pick, which is still eating.
But that is
But
now you're going on meal selection basis, right? Like if I order a steak of mashed potatoes, I'm not gonna go and take a bite out of the steak or take like a forkful of mashed potatoes.
No.
But if I get a burger and fries,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going
to
take
a fry. Taking one fry because to me that's like the test. Like, is it cold? Is it hot? Are we good? Do I have to send it back?
No, I take a French fry because French fries are delicious.
Hold on, let me ask
French
you this.
Fries back.
Yeah. Oh, take these back.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
I don't want these. Get away
from
me. Are
all of the other ones on the tray, or does the guy have to go back and get the other ones? Like, are all of them on? Out at the same time.
What I'm saying more, all I'm saying is that, okay, if you put a burger and fries in front of you and my burger and fries is not in front of you, you both are eating.
But that's just burger and fries.
Does not count
as
eating.
Yes, it does.
No, that's tipping my toes in the water.
It's not tipping your toes in the water. Also, I've never heard that expression before. It's not an actual expression.
You just ruined our swingers night, by the way.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's Pi Day.
Huh?
It's Pi Day.
What does that mean?
In countries that when you write out the date where you put the month first,
yeah,
it's Pi Day. So 3/1/4.
Isn't every country month first?
Nope.
I always, when I write the date like that, I always do month first, month, day, year.
I've never been in a country where it's not month first.
How many countries have you been to?
But did you say Pi Day?
How many countries have you been to?
Let's talk about that.
Three.
Portugal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Israel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, two.
Canada. United States.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay, four countries. That's not that bad. When I used to write the date, it's when I remember learning where somebody had said the easiest way to do it is to just go from the smallest to the largest. So meaning days were smaller than months, months were smaller than years. So it would go day, month, year.
Oh.
Because sometimes somebody would just write, 6/7/2018. And I'm like, well, what is that then?
June 7th, 2018.
Yeah, but, or is it?
Or is it July 6th?
Yeah.
Either way, a few weeks apart.
Well, no, but that matters.
That's very important.
Especially if it's an expiration date.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're writing a check?
You're writing a check. Yeah, about to drink some spoiled produce.
Did you say Pi Day?
Yes, Maury, go ahead. What do you have, pie jokes?
I have pie jokes.
Okay. Oh, hold on a second.
Now,
to open the club.
Pi jokes as in the mathematical equation pi, or as in pie as in pie we eat? As in pie.
Yeah,
So different kind of pie.
But shouldn't we just wait for actual Pi Day then to do these jokes?
Yeah, the other Pi Day?
Tell you what I'm going to do. We'll do them now.
Right.
I'll go put these in my locker. Right. We'll do them again.
Hey, I'm good with that. What happens if actual Pi Day is like tomorrow?
Yeah.
Then you get to hear them again.
Oh, great.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage as we open the Roz and Mocha Comedy Club, the one, the only performer ever, Devin Murray!
Why did the pie go to the dentist?
Why did the pie go to the dentist? Why don't you use a T in the end of dentist?
Why did the pie go to the dentist?
No.
Dentist?
No. Do you say dentist?
Dentist. Dentist.
Dentist.
Why did the pie go to the dentist?
Read the word.
Dentist.
Oh, look at that. There's a T.
Why did the pie go to the dentist?
Wait, spell it again?
D-E-N-T-I-S-T.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Dentist.
So pronounce it now.
Dentist.
Yeah.
What?
It's just dentist. Why did the pie go to the dentist?
Let me guess, because it needed a filling?
Because he needed a filling.
Mocha, so quick on that one.
Why is an apple pie grouchy?
Why is an apple pie grouchy?
When is an apple pie grouchy?
When is an apple pie grouchy is the question.
In the morning.
No, when it's made with crab apples.
I like my punchline better.
Yeah.
Why did the sweet potato pie get into so many arguments?
Why did the sweet potato pie get into so many arguments? Boy, I don't know.
It was filled with agitators. Taters being potatoes.
Oh, thank you. good one on that. That was great. Solid. Fantastic performance.
I'm sorry, guys. That one sucked.
What do you get when you cross an apple pie with a Christmas tree?
What do you get when you cross an apple pie with a Christmas tree?
Pine apple pie. His pine tree, yes.
Thank you.
What did the key lime pie say to the pecan pie?
What did the key lime pie say to the pecan pie?
I need a filling.
You're nuts. Just like Yosemite Sam or that cereal guy.
This is not your best work, bro. I love you, but this is not your best
work.
Why
did the apple pie turn red?
Why did the apple pie turn red?
Because it saw the salad dressing. Where did Dorothy from Oz weigh a pie?
Where did she weigh a pie?
Yeah, where did Dorothy from Oz weigh a pie?
On a scale.
No. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Oh my God. Oh my. It's way up high, not way up high.
Finally, what do you call what do you call a pie protesting on Wall Street?
What do you call a pie protesting on Wall Street?
Huge nerd.
Occupy.
Hold on, what?
Because instead of occupy, occupy.
It's occupy. It's more of a pun than a joke.
Yeah, so read it again.
What do you call a pie protesting on Wall Street?
Mm-hmm.
Occupy.
Occupy Wall Street.
Why did the pie go to the dentist?
Uh-huh. Hey, no, you said that was the last one, bruh.
Okay, great.
Damn it more, everybody.
Oh, I need to save these.
Yeah.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
This has quickly become a fan favorite only because it only happens on the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
That's right. Ask Roz and Mocha. And we usually gather all these questions from the Instagram page. So make sure you hit up our Insta. And once a week, we'll post a picture. And then you can ask your question in the comment section. We'll gather them all. And maybe you also get a chance to ask your question with us on the podcast. And Raquel has a question, and she's on the phone with us today.
Raquel, you posted your question on at Kiss925. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question is, at what moment in your relationship or marriage did you know that they were the one or that you were going to marry them?
Before we get to answering the question, are you in this situation right now?
Yes.
You are. And so you're unsure if this is the if this guy's the one, right?
No, I know he's the one.
You know he's the one.
But you don't know if he thinks that you're the one.
No, I just want to know, like, when you guys knew, because, like, I knew pretty early on.
But what was it that made you, what was it that convinced you that this was the right thing?
I think that the moment he told me he loved me, he cried.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he was crying because he was happy or, like, he doesn't know what he's getting himself into.
Right. How long have you guys been dating?
It's going to be 3 years in July.
It's going to be 3 years. And how long into your relationship did he say, I love you?
Probably about 6 months.
Six months. And did you say it to him before he said it to you?
No, he said it to me first.
Yeah.
And then you said it or did you wait?
No, I said it.
Okay.
Wow. I know, Mocha, you said you and your wife, Jenna, it was record speed when you guys were telling each other that you loved each other, right?
Oh, dude, 5 weeks after we started dating, I asked her to move in with me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew, like, pretty much right away after, like, our first date. I was like, damn, this is the one.
Wow.
How about you, Roz?
Yeah. Jeez, you know, I'll tell you, because Catherine and I aren't married, but I will spend the rest of my life with the woman, regardless of what happens and if we do eventually or don't or whatever. I mean, it makes no difference. But when it's funny when Catherine and
Pause.
I
get to plan your bachelor party. Call it.
No problem. When Catherine and I were sort of first, I had just got out of a marriage, right? So I was married before. And, so I was just coming out of a marriage and I was in a real terrible place in life. My dad had just died and I lost a job, like just all this stuff, right? Right before I met Catherine, I just sort of started putting everything back together and I didn't really want to jump into anything right away. And Catherine told me fairly early on that, that she loved me. And I had told her, I was like, listen, you're putting me in a position right now to where I feel terrible. I love spending time with you. I adore you. You know, I'm not brushing you off. I want to spend some more time with you and just move this forward. Mm-hmm. But when you tell me you love me, I'm not in a position right now to tell you that I love you back. And that sort of like, it kills me when you say that because it puts me in a position of where I feel terrible about myself. And then, so she looked at me and was like, you can say a lot of things to me, but the one thing you cannot say is who I can and cannot tell that I love.
Oh.
And if I'm going to tell you that I love you, you don't have to say it back, but you cannot tell me not to say it.
Oh,
and I was just
snap.
Like, oh, snap. Right?
He just got told.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I'm like, yeah, I love you, too. Right? Because it meant something different. You know, like you start throwing it around, and when you're coming out of relationships and your life's falling apart and all this stuff, love sort of takes a back seat to everything else that's going on, all the drama and all the hurt and everything else, right? And so she sort of like reopened my eyes to, you know, just the importance of, you know, being in that moment and loving somebody. But there's been a lot of times I have repeatedly over the years found reasons why I want to spend the rest of my life with Catherine. Like, it wasn't just one reason. I get those reasons over and over and over again.
That's real nice.
Maury?
I knew that Matthew was the one where, because he was getting in a relationship, and I said, when you're ready, all you have to do is say now.
Right.
That, like, literally the word now. And,
to this day, he still hasn't said now?
Well, no, actually, I guess he hasn't, because...
Wow, that's sad. Because, I was only joking.
Because, coincidentally, because we were at a dinner, yes. And I went to the bathroom, and he put a card under the plate...
Yeah.
That said, it was a quote, a famous quote, now is the right time.
Right.
So on the card, it said now. So Mocha's kind of right. He never actually physically said now.
But he made the gesture, though.
He made the gesture.
Yeah. You still have that card?
Of course I do, because like he wrote something nice in it or whatever. But it's even...
This was when you guys were starting to date, not getting married.
It's back this when was, he wouldn't admit that he wanted to date me.
Okay, yeah. So at the very, very beginning.
Yeah, very, yeah, very yeah. beginning.
When okay. he what? He didn't want to admit
like
it.
He was getting...
So what, like you forced him to date you?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Raquel, if that doesn't scream love, I don't know what does.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know either.
Thank you very much for posting your question and for joining us on the podcast today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. You guys are awesome.
All right.
Love you lots. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Next question. I believe this is how do you say this? Julia?
Okay.
Farquharson. The question is, and I'm going to ask this to you first, Mocha, because your life is in shambles right now. When I mean shambles, I mean you have a fantastic life, but you have a very, how old is Cruz right now?
10 months.
10 months. It's very exhausting. You have a very exhausting life.
So two more months is a year.
So the question is, what age do you feel right now and why?
Oh my God.
Which is, it's tough to answer because I don't know what it feels like to be 60, but sometimes I think I felt like I'm 60.
Yeah.
What age do you feel right now and why?
I would say probably what a close to being retired person feels like, where you're just tired all the time.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how many hours of sleep you get at night, because sometimes I will get 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Some nights I will get 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But I just feel tired all the time, no matter how much I sleep.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, and that's what I imagine a retiree feels like.
Like, on a good day, and if you haven't had kids, first of all, get on it. But if you haven't had, kids, the way to explain it is this: when you have a 10-month-old at home, on your best day, you feel max 55% of your best day to previously having a kid.
That much?
Right? Yeah.
55?
55. On your best day, you feel 55.
There are some days I don't even get a chance to check my email until like maybe 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And that's email for the entire day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm just so tired.
How old do you feel, Maury? You're almost 40.
Yeah.
Maury tried to tell me last night, we were riding back and forth, and he sent me a picture of himself in an exercise class.
Oh,
and Maury goes, look at how thin I am. I'm almost a twink. And I wrote Maury back, and I'm like, dude, you're 40. You are way out of your twink years. You know what I mean?
And then I corrected him saying, I'm 39.6.
Right. But you are way out of your twink years.
I still have a very youthful body.
I would say out of all of us, that Maury fantasizes that you are much younger than you actually are.
Well, I'm not
are.
Prepared to be older.
Right.
Although there are days like you start to feel the age, like where now I have to get fitted for a mouth guard because I clench and I'm at a Charlie horse in spin class
and my
back hurts. Like I'm getting all of those things old people get.
Do you have to wear a mouth guard like around during the day?
I have to wear be wearing a mouth guard when I drive and when I sleep.
Is it like
sleep.
A full thing, like a boxer?
It's like it's going like to
cover your teeth?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
When you drive and when?
And when I sleep, yeah.
Oh, no.
You think Matthew's going to let you crawl into bed with a big, ugly mouth guard?
Not a chance. I'm going to have to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel old all the time, by the way, in case you're wondering.
But yeah, I didn't want to ask you to answer that question, to be honest.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather have, this is from a CG.
Okay.
Would you rather have everything on your phone right now, browsing history, photos, etc., made public to anyone who Googles your name, or never use a cell phone again?
Never use a cell phone again.
Wow, Maury could not wait to answer that question.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, Google. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Google. I have zero secrets on my phone.
Even if there is a picture of my wiener on my phone, which I don't think there is, who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. Like I think that the violation, I think when somebody hacks you, what hurts the most is just that it's such a violation, you know, when somebody hacks you. But I think that if that was just the way it was, if somebody just got access because of something like this, I don't know.
I think I'd be more concerned with the DMs.
Well, that is included in everything, Maury. Yeah. The DMs are included in everything.
That's what I'm saying. Fine. Like, I'd be more worried about the DMs than pictures.
The browsing history on my phone, if you look at it, it's either I'm looking at old wrestling clips.
Yeah.
Right? Or it's all World Star videos. Is my entire browsing history.
Let me ask a question about DMs, Maury, because you brought up a really good point.
Okay.
And if the DMs went public, obviously relationships would end. Which DMs would be the most damaging? Would it be the DMs that you've received or the DMs that you've sent?
It's a great question. Should I answer it now?
Yes.
The DMs that I sent.
Of course it is.
Where's your phone?
Good God.
It is not anywhere where you're going to see it.
No, I just want to see it. I just want to read one.
Honestly, right now, Maury would go in there and stomp on his phone and break it completely. Before
I find someone's high heels and I go to town.
Will you let me read one? Just one.
What if we don't read it on the air?
Can I say this, though? The one that I would say what I said right now, but my problem is that the hurtful... to me, DMs, like the ones that would get me in trouble, I delete right away. Like, there's a guy that I follow, and he's like, last year, being 29, I wrote him going, man, you look absolutely fabulous. You're so lucky with how great you look. Like, things like that, you know?
There's way worse than that, dude.
What's the worst? Is there anything, like, really, really bad that's on your phone right now?
I think it's the DMs between me and my soul, my soul trainer, Ty. Where I flirt with Ty.
Your trainer?
Yeah.
Your trainer at the gym?
With your trainer, dude.
Can you go get the phone? I just want to read it. I won't do anything, I promise.
He deleted it. Yeah.
Maury deletes everything. Maury deletes the texts back and forth that I send him. I'll send him some like important work stuff during the day. And then I'll be like, hey, Maury, read me that thing that I sent you last night quickly. And he's like, oh, I don't have it. I deleted it. I'm like, why are you deleting texts?
Okay.
Like, it's such a sketchy thing to delete texts.
I wonder if Ty
at the end of the
still
day
has those DMs on his phone just to keep just in case.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Here, unlock your phone. Let me unlock.
Can you just go
and hold on? No, Maury, don't delete anything. Don't delete.
I'm not deleting anything.
No.
I just want to see if you can find it.
Yeah, hold on here, though. Here, Maury, hand Mocha your phone for a second.
Okay.
Oh, he's about to delete one. He just deleted one. He just deleted one.
Why?
It wasn't a bad one. I swear to God, it wasn't a bad one.
Just deleted one.
Why would you do that?
It wasn't a bad one. It was one that you would be very judgy about.
Okay, Mocha, if I know one thing about social media... If I know one, do you have Maury's phone in your hand?
I do.
If I know one thing about social media, it's not Instagram where the notorious DMs live. It's Facebook. So go to his Facebook DMs.
Oh. No, don't go to the Facebook DMs.
Yeah, go to the Facebook DMs.
No, come on, man. I got to live the rest of my day. Can I say podcasts live forever? DMs don't live forever.
Look at Maury's face. Yeah. Like, holy cow. Maury?
Hey, okay, why don't we get on to the next question?
No.
We're almost done to ask Rosa Mocha.
We're not finished this yet.
This was the greatest question.
What are you doing?
Maury's walking over to Mocha right now.
No.
I'm going to give you a hug.
No, go back over there. Hurry up. Go back over there.
He won't read anything. He just wants to read everything. Do you know what I mean by that?
Okay, let's see.
You got any action in there? Because I'm telling you, that's where Facebook is still the place for.
Bro. Okay, hold on.
Like, is this interesting to anyone?
Of course it is. What, listening to somebody get tortured over other people reading their DMs? Yes, this is very interesting to people.
Oh my God, dude.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I don't even think I could read this on the podcast.
That's such a letdown for people, though. If you can't read dirty stuff on a podcast, where can you read it?
And this is the internet.
Wait, whoa. How do we know it was dirty? We don't know if it was dirty.
True, true, Maury. Right. We don't know. We don't know.
Maury, here's what I'm going to say.
Saved by the Bell?
No. You know what you wrote and to who.
All right, that is it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Love the podcast to death. Love you all to death.
Thank you.
The Ask Roz and Mocha section will be up once a week. Hit us up on Instagram to ask your question, and you may be the lucky fan who gets to join us on the podcast next time.
That's right, at Kiss925 on IG.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss925 app.